ding, ding. Round one.
Doug turns green and rips all his clothes.
I get up. Even more bad things will happen. If you're to take a skyscraper, pack it solid with lithium deuteride,
put a small
put a nuke at the bottom of it, you'd like crack a big hole in the earth. Like, really bad things would happen. It would be very amusing. I'm like, lady, ma'am, when I start switching to the ma'am face, that's the danger sign.
Yeah.
If I'm starting to call you ma'am, that means that I put you in the not human person bracket, especially if I know your name.
Somebody get this motherfucker some grit.
So, let's say we had a health protest, and they tried that shit.
Russell,
slam. Right on, we got a new band, all right. And some big ideas.
Yeah, I bet this guy's name's Jim Smith. Do you look like this guy? Right on, put his clothes on.
Which is funny because I fucking hate red greens.
You wouldn't know.
But I think that somebody listening right now should build a time bomb. There should be a time bomb program. And that's exactly, I want Maximum Bob, okay, who sits behind the bench and the guy comes up and goes, I know I raped 6 chicks, but I won't do it again.
Really?
And then he'll tell some inconsequential story about when he was a kid branding bulls. And then he'll sentence the guy to death. And I'll feed him more bourbon, and I'm the bailiff. Here you go, Judge.
Double shooter. Go high.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. You think about it, everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land.
In case you haven't noticed, we are living in very interesting times.
We at the FCC feel that democracy is all about protecting the rights of the ordinary citizen. Unregulated radio would result in programming of the lowest common denominator, the rule of the mob.
Time for the What the Hell Show with your host, Samarion.
Hello, everybody out there. Can we take the phone call? People are, like, at work trying to phone in because they can't listen.
Hello? Hi. Oh,
okay. Hi. It's Prophet Crazy Fuck.
Hey, Prophet Crazy Fuck.
Hey, calling from the Godsmack concert.
From the Godsmack concert? Are you in the concert?
Not quite yet. We're waiting in line.
Oh, wow.
Myself and Soul Trance.
That means that you could, like, have a really good phone with a good microphone and we could broadcast the Godsmack concert live.
We could.
Or not.
It would probably suck.
It would just be an idea. I mean, we should
be in mono. Let's talk about phone bills for a second, too.
Yeah, it would kind of suck on a cell phone bill.
Crazy Fuck's good to pay for that phone bill.
He'll
pay for it all.
We'll do a half-hour broadcast later in the show of the Godsmack concert.
You bet. All on the bill of Crazy Fuck.
He's thanks, right. Buddy. Thanks.
Because he's a crazy fuck. Okay, so what's going on, man?
Now we just got a lineup way down the street. It's an open air concert.
Who's all there?
Right now it's just myself and Soul Trance.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
And apparently Decker Studios is going to be here too.
Right on.
Excellent. Who else is playing?
Yeah. Colin Crush and some rapper guy.
Ah, yes.
Ah, rapper guy.
And we've got lots of ammo to throw at the rapper guy, too.
Right on.
Support your local artist, yeah.
Have it, too.
So, fuck you, local rapper guy. Okay, man, say what the hell.
Okay, what the hell.
Right on.
Excellent. Yeah, he told me he was going to phone in.
Okay, well, that's cool.
As well.
can't listen to the show, so.
Well.
It's going to be a couple people phoning in. Oh, I can't hear you. Is your mic on?
Can't.
Is my mic on?
Turn it on.
Mic's not
got
loud
my mic
enough.
On and my got my show on, but you can't have the both on at the same time.
Your mic's not plugged in?
Your mic's
that's
not.
Maybe why.
Uh-oh.
No, don't plug it into that. Don't plug it into that if we don't have to.
He's talking on the
secure mic.
He's on the secure comms.
He's on secure comms. He's on closed circuit mic.
It's very encrypted. Nobody can hear.
There we go. Can you all hear your Uncle Dak now?
Unfortunately, yes.
Sure
unfortunately?
Well,
he can get away with it.
Memorial
he can get away with it now. It's the last show. We can't do anything.
It's
no,
the
no,
Fletcher
no.
Memorial, home for incurable tyrants and kings. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Dug that up.
Yeah, it's out of. Anyone know where that's from?
No.
Oh, God.
No.
Roger Waters.
Probably.
Bitching about
like
one
it.
War or another.
Wrong again. Try again. All right.
That is it's from.
That's not Roger Waters.
Not Roger Waters.
That's
yeah,
Pink
that's
Floyd.
Not Roger
it's not
Waters,
different.
Though. It's Pink Floyd.
I'm sorry, Waters was with Pink Floyd, and basically the last three albums and the last, like, four albums Waters has done, all he's doing is bitching about one war or another.
Well, what's the nerve of that guy?
Jeez.
What are you doing bitching about the war?
Constantly.
The good people are dying.
Where's
good
the
employment
fun?
There. Fucking guys have no grist but grasp on economy. You know, Jesus Christ, where would he be without war? We'd have a lot more.
Bitch
shit.
About a couple of wars, but just like, I mean, it seems like, oh,
why
shit.
Would you bitch about all the wars?
We have
I have no problem with war as long as it's not mine.
Absolutely.
Time for Roger Waters to put out another fucking album.
Not in my
brown
backyard.
Brown people. We don't care about brown people. Just kill
yeah,
them.
Right. Furthermore, give me the contract designing the goddamn bomb. That's
you bet.
Good money, bitch.
I mean, everybody's been inventing the landmines that Enki's been talking about for the last two fucking years now.
You know, I still, don't see the problem.
The
you know, I still don't see the problem. Okay?
What?
There's all these landmines are killing people, right?
Right.
All the people they're killing, right?
Right.
Right? And there's still too many people on the planet.
No, there's not. That's a myth.
Not effective enough.
The problem is not enough landmines.
No. There are too many people.
No.
Okay. What do you mean, no, there's not too many people on the planet?
Okay. In the world of too many and not too many, I would say no.
They're badly distributed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, the world, if we're, obviously we're not too, there's not
obviously.
Too many people on the planet for us all to die from not having enough food. But if we keep going on the rate of increase in population that we've been going on, we'll be overpopulated, as in too many people, as in people are going to die because there's not enough food.
Diseases take care of
that. That does not happen. The Malthusian nightmare is like this big, huge, bad idea where somebody goes, oh, suddenly you hit the wall where there's not enough food. That's not what happens. Food gets more and more difficult to come by. And life becomes more and more shitty. And the process is quite long. You get a lot of shitty life
now.
Before people start dying en masse from starvation.
Oh,
well,
right.
Even worse,
so
what you're saying? So what you're saying is it's all right as long as you know everybody. People aren't going to all die at once from mass starvation. It's going to take us a while, and they're going to suffer for a while. It's not something that happens overnight.
So what's your problem here?
My problem is you
Jack
saying that that the world
no,
is
I don't.
Not overpopulated.
No, I that's why I
like it quick.
Stupid.
Right?
It is
I want a disease or a rock.
Getting worse.
The Malthusian nightmare is it's based on this sort of this what is it? Geometric. Exponential curve, which means that at some point people are going to be saying, wow, we had one tablespoon of food to feed the whole family tonight.
So you know what that means?
12 children. You know,
what that means? It means eat your children. I have no problem with this. It'll only just stem out the people
Sean
who don't
have a
okay,
modest
wait,
proposal.
Wait. It's all right to eat your children, just don't have them step on landmines.
Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah, of course.
Well, yeah.
It's
a waste of that meat on their feet.
Don't send your children to war. Eat them.
Just because I'm going to euthanize my cat doesn't mean I want to skin it first and stuff it in the microwave and watch Fluffy stare at me as I press the on button.
Oh, that does give me a chuckle. Just
hey, look,
about
look
it,
if there's
honest.
Too many people on the planet,
yeah,
why not?
You motherfucker left
Sean,
up your shit on my planet.
Sean, listen up. If there's too many people on the planet, all right? And you got to eat them? Why don't you send them into battle first, and when they die, then take their bodies and
I
eat them?
Because
let some of them,
dumbass,
what some of them
thinking?
Will come back cooked.
No.
Some will come back chopped up already.
You ever eat a duck?
I say hot dog stands would be a bit different, wouldn't they?
Would they though?
Tonight's episode brought to you by Soylent Green.
You bet.
Baby flesh is tender and
hey,
tasty.
Hey, manbeef.com, proud sponsors of Rant Radio.
That's right.
Due to overwhelming demand, we're performing a server upgrade this week.
I'm sorry. Footnote, as a segue, you know manbeef.com, now it's a hoax. It was confirmed a hoax.
Really?
No way.
That comes as a shock.
I ordered some too.
I really wanted it not to be a hoax. because I was going to go and bring steaks to my next, like, Uber Christmas dinner.
Everyone go,
they'd all be eating. They'd all be eating the food, and I'd have this weird neuroerotic pleasure. And I'd be like, me and Hannibal Lecter, you know? And I'm like, oh, this is really good steak, Sean.
Where'd you get it?
Yes, let's say grace. Let's say grace
let's
first.
Let's be thankful for the food
and
that is on our plate.
And then after we're done, you know, I'd like, oh, it'd be just...
God brought you that meat.
Oh, that was... This is flesh of my flesh, blood of my baby!
Strange flavored wine
like
you've
that
got.
Shit, don't you? This has a strange texture. Oh, yes, it does. Mm. Yes, it fucking will.
Yum.
Does.
Love me a pretty penny.
And as long as you're eating that steak, you might want to go home later and fuck your sister, because, well, that's
me. You're on your way.
Every other day.
Escalator to hell.
Sean, what are you talking about? You're eating human flesh, you bunch of freaks.
No, I'm not.
Cross that one off the
table. Here's the receipt, motherfucker. I'll be a line up in the bathroom, $5 at the door, vomiting outside permitted. All right. Today, be sure to digest. That's going to be feeling neat when that comes out.
Oh, look, I shit out Margaret.
Does it actually say in the Bible, thou shalt not eat human flesh?
No, it doesn't say thou shalt not stuff fluffy in a microwave, neither, but that doesn't mean you can do it.
Sure you can.
I think
you can.
It doesn't say not to eat.
In the plants.
Doesn't it say anything in the Bible about cruelty to animals?
If they're pre-killed, go for it, right?
Pre-killed what? Fluffy
shall,
animals?
Thou shalt not kill, but you can still eat it.
Are we on the people thing?
People, so. Fluffy, anything.
You're allowed to sacrifice humans to God.
What about clowns? Are clowns humans?
No.
Well, you'd have to...
It depends.
No.
Watch off the makeup.
No. Clowns don't feel pain like you or I.
Okay. That's what I figured, you know?
You've never seen them cry, right? They're always happy.
What are you talking about? There's always fucking Clarabelle's always got that one tear, you know? It's either that or he whacks somebody in prison. I can never figure that out.
That's a tough
clown.
Don't
fuck with the mimes, man. They got like the spiderweb tattoo that you don't see, and
they got their throat cut out. That's why they don't speak.
They call me Mime 200 if they only knew the truth. You know, it's like what the fuck. Oh, weird, man.
Let's go around the room.
So are we gonna go around the room and
yeah, we will
see and all that shit for the last what the hell show.
Week number 122.
As if to remind everybody, listen, I'm just tired.
I'm so tired.
122 straight
I'm
weeks.
Sorry. Speaking of sorry, here's Private Drexel.
Hey, segue.
I'm not sorry. I never regretted anything in my life.
That's right.
Shaving off your kick-ass goatee.
Is that I did not stop early enough and did not keep going. Okay. Thank you.
Whoa.
And then there's me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking...
Your hair looks blue.
Looking to... Oh, my God, it does! What does it mean? Blue hair. Oh, my God, I'm part of the Blue Hair Wash Club. I've gotten old, and nobody told me.
It means he's secretly Batman.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, superhero.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Batman doesn't wear glasses. Sean wears glasses. We've been over this. All right, and then we have a Southpaw Samurai.
What a...
How's it going, man?
Oh, sorry, I pulled that
away.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, good. And then we have a Roman medic hiding behind the monitor ever so cleverly.
T.E.
Okay.
Roman medic saying hello once again, and probably for the last time.
Okay, and then we have 200% sexy projectile vomit man. In fact. Okay, and then we have... Then we have
your old pal, Uncle Dak.
Without his glasses on.
No, my glasses just fell apart.
Too much vomiting?
Yes.
Too many vomiting with guns in our hands.
I think that the problem is
and
that
then we have our resident
rating.
Goth girl on the .com. .com girl.
Oh, that kind of zoom out, the big smile.
Hi, it's the .com girl.
Big smile, big smile, .com girl. Big smile. Oh, she's so pretty.
She's so pretty.
The camera
oh,
adds
so 10
pounds. All right, then we have... And then we have... South Alzheimer's, I think, I mean. And then there's girl on the far screaming, holy fuck, she's so far on the left, it's not even funny. Girl on the left.
Hello.
Hi.
Who just got back from Decepticon, or what the fuck is that called?
Securicon.
Securicon, with all the other Autobots. All right, and then we got the definitive.
Wouldn't you wouldn't know Cardcaptor Sakura from like
You're absolutely
and
right!
Many I wouldn't know it from my own asshole.
Girl on the left. Look at me, I'm white trash! Ah!
Yes, that's white so trash, amazing. Building Mecca. Welcome next.
Jerry!
And then we
and
have...
I'm the beaten wife of the white trash. Yes!
Jerry!
And then we have the professor. Looking very suave and debonair.
Good
Lord
evening.
Debonair.
The professor's
Gallery
back.
Debonair.
There we go. And down to Dr. Gonzo.
Hi, Dr. Gonzo.
Hello. How's it going, guys?
Not too bad.
Right on.
Hayes. Center by Hayes. You and Dr. Gonzo would get along well. All right. Let's just keep on trucking. And then we have
of course,
Sumerian. The man who's ending it all. Right in the flesh right there.
Hi,
I'm Sumerian, and
send your hate mail right here.
I'm Sumerian, and I say, fuck you. I made my saving throw against the Emerald Air Phones. Okay. And then we're back into the room where I am sitting currently. Where I'm big.
It's the big picture of girl on the left's fat head.
She's not that fat. It's
I just
the hair.
Have puffy
it's
hair.
Right. It's just
I'm
big,
sorry.
It's just big hair. She just came back from fucking... From
an anime. Con.
She just came back from Optimus Prime, okay?
I
you don't want...
Back from the anime convention.
You don't want a narrow head.
Bangs big enough to flood out the entire room, okay?
you don't want a narrow head. Apparently, people with narrow heads are stupid, and people with fat heads are smart.
That means... Oh,
there was a study.
Dak's like,
Aruh! I'm the smartest guy in the room.
quick, Dak, fucking grunt.
No, your hair doesn't count.
Shut up. Say that to Stephen Hawking, okay? That guy looks like a pencil.
He's that wide.
Apparently he had his voice changed, I heard.
He had his voice changed, along with Duracell. They switched to their titanium brand.
Ding, ding, ding.
Now the guy talks like Wild Bobcat. Now that would fucking own. I think they should have... I really think a test space series has got to be talking about dark matter. I feel it's a good idea. If we just had a little bit more dark matter theory, we could understand the concepts of space. Thank you, Stephen Hawking.
Next
I mean, that
speaker
guy
tonight.
Fucking owned.
Did someone slip something in my coffee?
Or at least make him sound like, you know, give him that monster truck voice. Yes, you're in dark power. Everybody wants to see the event horizons of the black hole. Nothing can escape, not even light. Sunday. You know, that would be the way it should be. You know, they should give the guy more, not some fucking slightly augmented voice. You give him like, I don't fucking know.
How about Barry White? He could talk like Barry White.
Every time he speaks,
Okay. Stephen Hawking is British, right? Where I think they should do Margaret Thatcher, whoever is in control of the country, right? Yeah. Gives a fuck.
Tony Blair.
Thank you. I'm uneducated at shows, but I'm white. Trash. So that's
anyway.
Anyways, what I think they should do is they should hire James Earl Jones to follow him around.
Oh, fuck yeah!
There you go.
Read the words on the screen.
The voice of Darth Vader explaining the secrets of the universe.
Whoa. That would be too scary at all.
Or Charlton Heston.
That's the voice of God. Or a gun. I don't know.
Well, that could be good. That could be good. You know, I could see Charlton.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
So, in any case, though, you
how
could
have about Beaker? Beaker would be a good voice.
I'm sorry, the way the guy looks, people would believe that voice.
We should have a photo...
And sidekick Benson Honeydew. That's great.
That's what we should do. We should have, you know...
Well, his wife is putting on a little weight.
Who's that? No. Benson Honeydew? Benson Honeydew's a Muppet.
Yes.
You know, what if they had Muppets in the tabloids? You know, and then, like, they're Muppets.
Scandal
you know,
hits.
Kermit was fucking
Muppet
his
show.
Mom, you know, or some shit, you know, and they got, like, the Kermit the Frog.
You apparently haven't seen BertIsEvil.com.
Yeah.
What's that?
Bert is evil.
That
is a great website.
So, what we're saying here is Ernie is smarter than Bert because Ernie has a fat head. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Just so I know, Gilbert.
Did you know that quantum physics is a lie?
No, Ernie. I didn't.
You know, fuck off.
Rubber ducky told me so.
Rubber ducky told me so. Motherfucker, you come near me with that rubber ducky. Oh, my God! I made a felt! How did this happen, you know? A Muppet achieved self-realization. You know, what if a Muppet ate from the fruit of knowledge on the tree? Oh, wait, I'm naked. There's a man with his hand up my ass and I made a felt. It's all downhill from here, bitch! The Cookie Monster's like, you know, just once I'd like to swallow, just a little bit. The guy's like on Mr. Christie's fucking Christmas card list, and he's like, the most, I'm so fucking hungry! And we wonder why we have an eating disorder in this country. Cookie Monster eats and throws up, it's all okay!
Oh, God.
What the fuck, man? Super Grover, my ass. That guy needs to put on 55 fucking pounds.
You wonder why he's so
Super
skinny.
Grover?
Yeah, he's a fucking meth freak. It
he's
shows, don't it?
He's a complete meth freak. I'm like... Frank Oz or Bill Gates. One of those two.
Only Sean can draw the parallels between eating disorders and Sesame Street.
Fucking aces high, man. What's going on at Mr. Bob's Candy Store? That's what I want to fuck know. Nobody eats
coming
anything.
Back here.
Oh, here I am walking down
hey,
the street.
Hey, Mr. Hooper, you there's have my hit.
Hey, let's not even talk about Big Bird. Oh, there's an elephant running around that nobody else can see.
Never mind the elephant. Condo, corner store. Lord fucking Bird's Nest. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't notice there was a 14-foot wide fucking bird's nest over here. What the fuck are you doing? I'm sleeping. Yo, you're in detox. What? You got the dregs. You're jonesing. You're not sleeping, you
what
weird cephalopagus watching motherfucker.
Dog.
The fuck away from me.
What's with the 6-foot dog?
Yeah. Finally, those kids are not playing with that dog. They are running for their fucking lives. Can you tell me how to get the fuck away from this place? I'm in hell.
Oscar the Grouch is a garbage can.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I'm like, what the fuck do you want? Holy Jesus!
Fire the hole! I can't wait for the day. I can't wait for the day to find Oscar the Grouch hanging out of his garbage can with a needle sticking out of his arm.
No, I think he was a junkie that actually went in there and the garbage like did the Toxic Avenger thing and now he's back. And he's like, I'd be grumpy, too, if I lived in a garbage can and had someone's hand up my ass.
There is more stuff down in Oscar the Grouch's can than there is in the entire New York subway system. That's what I don't understand.
Look at Oscar the Grouch, okay? Then look at Grover. Back to Oscar the Grouch. Fast forward the hair growth, and there you go. Yeah. I think Oscar the Grouch is like a fucking time-traveling mutant from the future. That was before Grover lost his legs, got cut down, and turned into a Jedi Master. You know? I mean, seriously. I mean, I think that Yoda was fucking with Luke the whole movie.
Yoda! You see Yoda! Yeah, I'm Yoda.
Yeah,
fucking A, I'm Yoda. I trained Jedi for 400 years. That's a good number. Your money you will give
can
me.
You count to 400?
Come to my house, I'll see what shit funny I can make you eat.
This stuff tastes like hell.
I'll make
you eat. You're too young to begin the training. Special training. Carry me around on your back.
Meanwhile, Yoda's like a fucking dude in his temple somewhere in the middle of that planet. Oh, yeah, it's no problem. You know, he's feeding the guy
acid.
Don't go in the hole. There's a dark side in that hole.
Dark side.
Okay, there's a lot of dark sides and a lot of holes going on, Yoda, but I don't think that's the one over there, all right? The fuck away from me, you little weird green faggot.
I know I'm not going
to
wear
Welcome to Rat Radio. It's fun with free association.
I'm serious, though. Did he ask for any ID?
Oh, Yoda. You see Yoda.
Good for you. He duped the last 5 Star Crash guys, too.
Where are they?
Oh, you're after Yoda.
No, actually, I'm looking for Jenny Craig. Jenny
Craig, you are.
Yeah, fuck off. Whatever.
And where did the philosophy come from? Did you watch The Karate Kid once?
Yeah. Oh, my name's George Lucas. I'm going to rip off everything Eastern right here. Thank you very much. Fuck off.
Let's read out who's in the IRC.
Let's do that. Who's in the IRC?
They've had enough time to get in there.
Okay.
Mr. Echo, Six String Death, Sean K. TFM owns Smokey. Agent Mulder, Atomic Bad Skitty Bob from Peru is joining us afar.
Bob!
Via satellite. Broken, Crazy Redhead, Crow Cobain, Decker Apocalypse, Depper Bite, Dev Null, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Pele, Disturbed, Rooster, Paradox, Gargoyle, IRME, IRME, Adam, Breaker One, Ellis Snake, Tetsu, Zebulon, Integrity, Simplex, Tenshi, JoJo's Terrell, Kexler, Crazy at Godsmack, Lido Cheeto, Malkev, NF, Night Fever, E, Floyd's Lapel, Half Elf, Judas, Katana, Punk of Evil, Romulus, T Gray, Yiggs Drazel, Not Profit Broken, Cygnus, Orphan, Polywog Plastic, Pandy Pluto, Kha'Zix, Lego, Litalia, Wolf Pup, Zerstar, Red 5, cannot be joining us tonight. He was going to make it here, but he has too many things to do.
He's too fucking
He can't busy. Take 3 hours out of his life. To celebrate the thing that was. Hellborn, Roto, Sparky, Sharget Solids. So fucking retarded. Star Babies, Test Subject, What the Hell, We'll Be Back. Zadnan, and Crow Cobain, ASE. That was somebody's name.
What the Hell, We'll Be Back?
Yes.
Is that like, Paul is dead?
Probably. I don't know.
Why'd you make a new intro?
Because... It's the last
could.
Show. I thought I'd make a new intro.
Oh, with a bang, baby.
New extra, too. So.
It was either that or take up macrame.
Yeah. I found macrame too
it's
hard.
Macrame, isn't that that bad programming language you can make
Macromedia?
Cartoons
yeah,
out of?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the
I thought that was where you glued macaroni pieces to a paper.
It all fits together.
You know, they should make a form of cryptography based on that.
Macaroni pieces?
Well, you think about it with cryptography,
right? Who says they haven't?
This See, macaroni art, it tells me something.
It tells me that Yoda was lying. No, what I'm just wondering is, like, you know, you have, like, you'll get, like, PGP, right? And they ask for weird input in order to generate the coding.
Macaroni's weird input.
Yeah, so what if you could just have whatever you wanted as that input? Like Bob, the mailman.
You know, let's input Bob.
You digitize his ass. Hey, you know what was on? You know what's on fucking eBay right now?
That reminded him of something. How disturbing is that?
No, Tron, digitizing people. The chair that Buddy sat in Tron that he got digitized in is on eBay. Buddy's chair from his desk.
When he got digitized, he was sitting hacking.
It was a different chair, but it's one of the major chairs that like the big bad guy was in or whatever. It's
that's
a chair.
That's pretty old.
Looks like a desk chair. Is on eBay right now.
That's pretty cool.
And I thought,
pretty
fuck,
old. Is it cool looking? Or?
Yeah, it's a cool looking wood chair. You know,
how many years ago was Tron now? It was like 82.
82,
yeah. I believe.
Yeah.
19 years.
New one coming out.
New one, new Tron.
Seriously?
Yes.
Really?
Serial. When? Soon, sometime. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My mic isn't loud enough.
Yes, it is.
My mic's not loud enough.
As long as you control yourself when you scream.
I always
when
control myself.
Scream.
But what the hell is that machine for?
You do not control yourself.
I don't know how to use it.
It's a huge chunk of your brain that says control Darcy.
I've had it for a couple months now. I don't know how to use it.
That's great. It's got green flashing lights on it, so it must be
I like the lights. They move.
That's good.
More
not,
lights is better. Right, Jeff? So we're talking about
if
this the other time.
Stop moving, something's
it's
wrong.
It's not the one with the more toys wins when he dies. It's the one with the most lights, the LED displays.
That's right.
The most LED displays.
And walk into the room, turn off your light, and go, in the LEDs.
That's what I do in the morning.
Cylons
I walk in
own,
before I turn on the lights, and I just feel good about it.
I don't give a fuck what anyone says. I think that Cylons own in that category.
I'm sorry. Anything that can be shut down by a microwave oven?
You can be shut down by a microwave oven.
Yeah, if you put me in it.
Yeah. Same with Fluffy. Move over. What the fuck? Hey, Sean, what the...
Sean, you're talking about putting Dak in a microwave oven.
It's a big one. We'll get a German one. They see 30.
Wow.
Give me a blender and one
the
of
last
those
show. What the fuck?
Appliance places.
Yeah. Maytag repairman.
I've got this
phone. Is this a shower? Slam.
Anybody can phone in at any time tonight if they want.
At all times.
1-877 say rant. So that
and hope that you know I notice the light flashing.
And yeah, hope that Drexen, you can share with us your what the hell experience over the past 2.5 years.
Yeah, what does what the hell mean to you?
It's my life.
Some of you, it's your life. Some of you, it's an annoyance. Please share with us.
I don't think it's anybody's life. I don't really don't think it's their life. Other than your life.
Well, no.
I mean, in a good 1-877.
It was a good chunk of my life. 1-877 say rant. Yep.
1-877 say rant. So what do we got in the news? Do you have any news this week? Or
oh,
did you totally, slack
you
the
think,
fuck off?
You think I could rely on all of us to fill 3 hours without a half hour of news or an hour of news? No.
No, of course
I
not.
I don't think
but,
so, Tim.
I mean, you know.
I fill up the last half hour early in the show.
Could be.
So,
where's the first news story? First of all, we got a new Rant Radio page.
Yes. New Rant Radio page. Check it out.
When did that happen?
Want kudos? No. Okay. New Rant Radio page.
From .com girl. You just got kudos.
It's very cool. And in a little thing at the top, you can click on people's faces, and you can see.
Didn't know you were a web designer. When did you do that?
Whoa.
Oh, that's what I do.
Somebody give her a microphone. Microphone.
That's why I'm a .com girl, duh.
No, I thought you were .com girl because you were like the CBC little person.
Go there, www.rantradio.com.
My whole life is the net. Like, I'm a web designer.
Net?
I'm a developer.
Are you?
And
Chunky.
The radio.
Can you make me a time bomb?
No.
Why not?
I don't know how to make
I had a big
bomb.
Argument with Rhoda.
Hello. My bobs are over here.
You know what I can
I
do?
Actually,
I can make an attractive graphic for your time
bomb. I can make a ID4, where like there's all the shortcuts of like monkeys being trapped in cages but getting needles stuck in their eyes. Because you know some bad bitch who fucked with you is going to be like some total computer Luddite. I use Word. And occasionally I enter into my email. But other than that, I'm afraid of this thing. And what you want to do is you could custom make them. You could custom make these time bombs. So you could insert, you make it so that it's interactive, so you can insert video footage of that person so that, you know, it's a needle being stuck in nothing, but then you have, like, a person, you insert their own video footage, so you take video of the person you want to fuck over, and just when the computer goes completely sideways, there's, like, video of them, they see themselves on the screen going, and there's, like, needles being stuck in their own eyes, and they'll be like, of course,
you've lost threat.
Sean, calm down.
Is that a threat?
Or you could put, like, dog poo, flaming dog poo on their porch.
You know,
that's a good one.
You know you would be there to see the look on their
there
face.
You go. Yeah.
How about you just light their house on fire? Sort of the same idea. Yes. And then when they come out and they stop, drop, and roll?
Or put it out.
Or you could just, like, find a high place outside of their home.
Sean, you're holding out on us. I don't know
and,
what you want, but you should
sniper
share.
Scope.
You
should really tell us how you really feel, Sean.
No, really. Rather than do that, let's just do that a little bit different. Rather than put the flaming dog poo on her porch, we'll light her house on fire. She comes outside. She's burning on the ground. You wait until she stops rolling around
her?
And go take a giant shit on her face. There
and
you
what,
go. Same idea.
This,
slightly different.
What did this woman do to deserve this? Was it?
She yelled at me! Just
you were
like,
here.
I don't want to talk
you
about
were here
it.
Last
can
week.
You imagine? Can you imagine the retribution that would be coming your way? For the
she's welcome to bring that shit on.
Yelling at other people?
Oh, that's fair. No, that's fair.
I'm sorry, if people came after Sean for yelling...
They won't. They never will.
One
I've been
minute.
Doing this for
okay,
two fucking years.
Can you some perspective that we need to bring into this?
Yeah, that's exactly what the fuck
this
I need.
This woman gives you 1 minute of verbal abuse, which you probably deserve.
No.
Okay.
You were here last
time. Oh,
honey. Oh, the customer is always right.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you had it coming.
What exactly deserves to be verbally abused?
You were probably patronizing to her.
Okay.
That's
so,
enough.
Okay, so...
You're patronizing to me, as most little fucks at computer shops are.
Okay.
I would give you a minute of verbal abuse.
Would ya?
Yes.
But
really?
But what you don't understand is me or someone like me would cut one of your hands off.
Sean, but not until after I give you 1 minute of verbal abuse.
Sean,
oh, sure,
Sean, I can put it... Sean, I think I know what your problem was.
What?
You have a dick, therefore you're wrong.
Oh, right. There's that whole thing. But I'm so far above arrogance. You know what happens when your ego gets so overfed it dies? You go...
See picture of Sean Kennedy.
That's right. And you go so far past the I'm right, you're wrong bracket, which Private Drexel is currently in. Once you transcend that, once you go even worse than Private Drexel, you become like me, which is I'm right, you don't matter. Which means that I'm right, I'm going to go do this. Well, I don't really think... Boom! And you get into the Colonel Kurtz and
I think I'm almost
Montgard
there.
Army bracket.
I think I'm almost there with, you're just you, I'm me.
Yeah.
Drexel thinks he's been insulted, but he's not sure how.
TV, like last night, and I saw a special, and it was about school bullies.
Well, I'm sure that was
and
accurate.
They did a profile of what a school bully is.
What is a school bully?
They profile a school bully.
Black shirt.
Someone who interprets every person's action toward them as being hostile.
So I'm a bully.
They always interpret it in the most hostile manner.
How ironic. I have become what I set out to destroy.
I'm the bad guy. This woman may have just been ranting for a minute about the frustration of computers and living in this modern age with technology and all that shit. And you took it as a personal attack.
Fucking A, because I am computers and all that shit. So if she doesn't like
Sean's
it, she can get
shit.
The fuck
I'm
off my
saying,
web.
Maybe it wasn't a personal attack.
I don't care. She's a realtor. Never
that's
mind
true.
Anything else.
You know,
that alone deserves it.
Sean,
they're realtors. They don't feel pain like you or I.
It's true.
It's true.
Hi there, welcome to Remax. Oh my God. Who are you? I'm Justice. And I've come for your fucking condo leaky shit. How about those fucking assholes who sold everyone
else.
Why? Were you guys, like, totally paying attention?
Got it.
Purdy.
What's that? No.
Girls, don't talk to Sean like that. He can't defend himself. Stop it, you bitch.
I'd be a little bit more concerned about your next CBC broadcast than the IRC myself.
Oh,
you don't feed them shit like that. You let them think it up on their own.
I'm sorry. Don't do that. Okay.
Don't do it at all. Am really? I alone here in thinking Sean isn't exactly defenseless?
No. Dotcom girl. I think Dotcom girl and I should have our
he
own.
He has lots of imaginary defenses.
Show. I do. Yeah, like the Star Destroyer.
But nothing's real.
Shut up, the Star Destroyer is real.
You all say right. That now.
All right,
the only reason why right, your
John.
House hasn't been bombed by the Star Destroyer is because it doesn't have small weapons.
Of course
weapon
you can't hear me
because
my mic's not loud enough.
No, it distorts.
And Sim keeps turning it down.
Well, close
Sim
to the
gets
mic.
Loud enough.
I'm not at home listening to the radio show. I'm right here.
It's okay. He yells anyway.
Because his voice is louder.
commence primary ignition.
You may file in, Rene. If I have to walk Drexel through the gates of hell holding his hand, I'm okay with that.
You didn't think I had a Star Destroyer. Boy, I bet you feel fucking dumb now.
Hey, that's three-headed dog. You put a bell on that fucker.
I'd feel dumb, but I'd be happy.
It would be.
It would be. If Drexel was hanging out with Cerebus anytime soon, I'd be afraid.
I wouldn't feel dumb. What? Oh, geez, do I ever feel stupid? You really did have a Star Destroyer.
I don't think you even...
Yeah, I feel real dumb because I didn't believe your lack of evidence Star Destroyer.
And he has a Snuffleupagus.
And I have a Snuffleupagus. I do? What's his name?
Snuffleupagus.
It's just like, what if you have more than one of them? Do you have Snuffleupagi?
Snuffleupagi, yeah.
There's only one.
There's one Snuffleupagus.
There can be only one.
Or a whole murder of Snuffleupagus. They're like crows.
I think they're called a Snuffles.
A murder of Snuffleupagus.
A murder of them.
I think that's...
I am Kennedy of Snuffleupagi, and this is my katana. Shink! Wow, you are so going into the white van. Sure you are. Nice Snuffleupagi. Get the net. You know.
But this jacket looks so much better on you.
What are you doing here? Well, you know, I'm outside the abortion clinic again, and I'm still trying to think about what I'm going to do about all these fucking protesters. What are you doing? I'm riding my Snuffleupagus down the street. Well, can you get full barding for a Snuffleupagus? Can you get, like, that Indian, you know, fucking armor for a Snuffleupagus?
You
can you get that
you
shit?
You know, like, the horses, the car's trunk carriage with the poop catcher? You gotta get big fucking poop catcher.
It's up with that. You know what I want to understand? People walk their dogs, they have to scoop up their poop. People who ride horses, they don't pick up their own shit.
The homeless. Yeah. Question here. The homeless. Okay, if you can't see Snuffleupagus, can you see Snuffleupagus shit? Think of the possibilities here.
You're like, okay, wait.
If you can't
really
see Snuffleupagus and you can't see Snuffleupagus shit, do you step in it?
Do you
just
smell it?
Bird walk around going, what the fuck? What did you step in?
It's not
distorting. What is that smell?
It's not. It's your headphones. I'm not distorting in here, baby. This is crystal clear, bitch.
Go ahead.
It's true. You have to pick up after your dog, and if you got the horse, you got to have the poop catcher. But those homeless fucks in the park next to my house,
no.
Shit in our bushes.
Wait.
They don't pick it up.
Let's rewind a little bit
here. They don't scoop it.
Maybe they pick up their fucking shit in Vancouver. The horses do, okay? But they sure as fuck don't do it in the rural areas.
Nope.
There's horse shit everywhere.
Yeah, but horse shit isn't like people and dog shit. It's not like...
After the apocalypse, you can use it for fuel.
What's that?
After the apocalypse, you can use it for fuel.
After the apocalypse, I'd use you for fuel, okay?
Only if you could catch me.
Where would you go? I'd hide in Sears.
She'd hide in Vancouver.
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
What are you doing? I must destroy .com girl. I would make the world's best fucking supervillain. I'm probably not that far off. Drexel could be my...
All you are is a monocle and a cat away from being a supervillain, Sean.
I think I need the two-headed robots.
I'm not a supervillain. I'm a James Bond villain, remember?
What's the difference?
But before I kill you, Mr.
Super
Bond...
Supervillains have superpowers or control over people with superpowers.
Does that make you a supervillain?
Not
true.
No, he's
master James
criminals.
Bond villain. A James Bond villain. Criminals. James Bond villain has lots and lots of money.
Did Dr. Doom have superpowers?
Yes.
What did he do?
Yeah, what a power suit.
Got a metal mask. That's not superpowers.
And
that's
he had magic.
Yeah, that counts if you have technological equipment that gives you effective superpowers. It's the same as superpowers. Well, yeah, baby.
Any technology indistinguishable from magic.
What do you think? Did Dr. Doom have superpowers?
Did he have superpowers?
Dr. Doom.
No.
Okay. Yeah, what do you know?
Who are we talking to?
Gargoyle Zebulon.
You have a shitty phone.
You have a shitty phone, Gargoyle Zebulon. How
it's
you doing?
It's all your fault.
Quickly move.
Okay. You quickly move. All right, so what's going on?
Oh, not too much. Just want to call in and say it was great.
Okay.
Are you guys ever going to come back?
Maybe.
Well, there's probably going to be different shows. I mean, that's the big question, right? Everybody wants to know.
We'll come back. When?
When's it going to come back? Is there going to be other shows? I've heard people talking about starting up other shows. I've heard people talking about different channels and stuff. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Right now, if you want to start up a show, if you think you're good enough,
can we do it at your house?
Send me an MP3.
If no, you think can't you're good do enough, it at my
maybe
house.
Maybe we will too. You can't do
and
it at
maybe
my
we
house.
Won't.
And you can't send MP3s for me to play at a certain time. You have to do it from your house.
And you have to show up.
You have to show up.
Before we fire you, bitch ass.
Send me a half-hour MP3, upload it to the FTP site, and I'll take a listen.
there
see
you go.
If you're good enough.
Absolutely.
You bet. Anybody
oh, what the hell?
What the hell? Thanks for phoning. Thanks for listening. He had a really shitty phone.
He did have a very shitty phone.
Yeah, we'll put it on.
Like he was on speakerphone through a tin can.
And if you want some more input on that, you can contact me, SeanK@cult.org, and we'll talk about it as well.
Phone guy?
Now, what are we talking
about?
We're talking about fucking homeless people shitting in your bushes outside your park. Now, where do you live?
Yo, you're on the What the Hell Show.
Hey, it's Nomad Katana.
Hey, Nomad Katana.
How can you kill What the Hell?
Easily. We just don't come here next Sunday.
It takes a lot of effort, man.
Who else is Lieutenant Major Zombie going to call up all totally stoned?
You. What's your phone number?
That was quick.
That was quick. I'm very impressed with how quick that fucking was. Nomad Katana, come on. I mean, seriously. Do you think you could come up with a show and do something?
Good point. Never mind.
Okay.
It's Thank very
you.
Trying.
Thank you. Say what
very,
the hell.
Very
what
draining.
The hell?
I have this much life force left. I don't want to use it on the last show.
You know that?
Needs food
hey,
family.
You're on What the Hell.
Hey, it's Poison Cheeto.
Hey, Poison Cheeto.
I've been trying to call in for like 25 minutes.
My God, the nerve of us all talking and all.
You're not gonna cry, are you?
Blame Drexel. He's the one looking at the lights.
Probably gonna cry.
I'm the one
the show.
Not looking at the lights.
Hmm? So what's going on?
I don't know. I got a car.
You got a car? What kind of car?
88 Ford Escort.
Right on. Are you going to put a blower in it and put nitrous on it and cut the roof off? Make it like a road warrior vehicle?
No, I'm going to put a generator on top and get satellite internet in my car and live in it.
Okay, that's almost the same thing.
All right.
You realize you can't be moving while you get satellite internet.
I think you should change your name to Lord Humongous and find some weird bisexual person with a mohawk and have him drive around with you with some bitch that he
in
finds.
The wasteland.
Hopefully some kind of Republican. If you don't know any, you can call up the ringleader. I think he has some good Republicans.
Yeah.
He's probably not listening right now, but if he is, oh well.
I just don't really want to think about the ringleader being that bitch. That's all.
No, ringleader would never be anybody's bitch.
So tell us what Ramp Radio, what the hell has done for you? How has it changed your life?
Well, it kind of... Well, I don't know.
It gave you something to do Sunday night.
Well,
that's
it's
the
not
limit.
Just that. I mean, like, when I first found What the Hell... I was, like, looking through winamp.com looking for something to listen to, and it was the only thing that didn't suck my asshole.
We and did then, not suck his asshole.
So you immediately...
High praise for What the Hell.
So you immediately switched looking for something to tongue your ass ring. Is that it?
Tonguemysphincter.com.
And then that was during the 26-hour marathon. Otherwise, I wouldn't
have. Are you serious? You tuned in for that shit?
Yeah.
That was terrible.
I still have scars from that episode.
We actually got people who somebody actually came in, listened to the marathon,
said
and said, "Hey, this
times.
Is good. I'll listen to more."
That's brutal.
That's baffling.
All right, man. So what the hell? We got a lot of calls to go through.
All right, what the hell?
Yo.
Yo.
This is What the Hell,
is
y'all.
It?
For the last time.
Who's this?
It's Vampire This Morning.
Vampire This Morning?
Yeah.
That's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it? Holy fuck, it's Vampire Morning. Nice sunrise, isn't it? Yeah, wait a minute, I'm feeling hot. Holy fuck!
My flesh!
Ah, that happened again! It's Freddy Krueger the Vampire. What happens? I have this urge to get a tan. I dance on the fine line between life, death, and extreme sports. So what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much, actually. I heard that this was the last What the Hell show, and I figured, you know, I haven't been in cult for very long, and... I haven't known about What the Hell for very long, but, you know, I wish you guys wouldn't end it because you kick ass and everything.
Well, it's not, okay, I gotta understand, it's not like...
Everything's not over.
It's not like that fucking 9:55, we're all drinking fucking Kool-Aid, putting a purple blanket on and wearing the Nikes, okay?
We're still here.
Nobody's going to hell, Bop, all right?
I have my change.
No Heaven's Gate transfer protocol happening, all right? It's all good. Okay.
Well, they're still living. You can still ICQ us, email us.
Do you know what's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen.
Shit.
It's kind of like when a really good band breaks up and you're like, fuck, man. Fuck.
It's a good song.
KMFDM broke up. And then there's like 15 splinter bands.
It'll be called The Hell What.
The Hell What and What the Fuck what? And The Fuck Show. And Shantae, you know, is a dank show. And
Oranges are good.
And
are good.
You know, munchies are good. And Gremlin's smoking too much fat crack through a snuffleupagus bong. And there'll be like a ton of shows. And
The Monkey Feces Show.
The Happy Luddite Show on the internet, which is a living moron. And then it'll be just, you know, awesome. So don't fucking peek. It's not like you're never going to hear our cheerful little voices bellowing into these microphones. Again, you will hear something. I want to put something together myself.
And sometimes late at night, at 3 in the morning, when I'm depressed, you might hear me.
Yes.
All
and
right,
he'll go straight for the pump up the volume motif. Hi, this is Sumerian. It's really late.
I put on some Leonard Cohen.
I can't sleep.
I felt like jerking off, but I didn't want to yell.
I'm tired of jerking off. I'm totally spent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep going, baby.
That's true. There's nothing worse. You've jerked off 5 times. You still feel kind of empty inside.
You don't know what else.
And now you're spent. You can't fucking crank anymore. And you're like,
God damn it. What am I going to do now? And it's
so what are you doing? Masturbation's lost its thrill. I'm fucking crazy. I mean, really, you know? Oh, my God. How old are you, Vampire, this morning? This could be a felony.
I am 16.
You're,
oh, my God. Where do you live?
I think we're okay.
I live in Abbotsford.
You live in Abbotsford?
Oh, my God. It's Canada.
Okay, okay. Do you leave your bathroom window unlocked?
What's the address?
All right, say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, this is Ronan Atomic.
Ronan Atomic?
Yes.
Ronan Atomic.
Are you sad?
Yes.
Are you upset?
Yes.
Do you want to kill someone?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, good for us. Pass the ammunition.
Pass the ammo.
Demand okay, do you have something you want to say or what?
I was wondering when the best of What the Hell 2 is coming out.
It's not something that we make.
No.
So I don't know. Who's making that?
I don't know. I heard about it in the channel, and I was just wondering.
Okay, well, there's a question for the channel.
Who's making it? Please post it in the channel. I know there's a website for the Best of What the Hell Volume 1. If you scroll back in the news on Rant Radio site,
yeah,
it'll be there.
All right.
But I don't think the Best of What the Hell 2 is there, but you'll know who's doing it.
All right.
So.
And I was also wondering how many of you are coming to the meet in Vancouver.
What weekend is that?
I don't eat meat.
It's on the chat.
It's on the page.
It's on the
if
call
it's
page.
Earlier in the day, like if he starts at like noon or whatever, I'll be able to get out there. But I've got commitments on Saturday evenings.
All right.
But if it's on a Sunday, like if it's a Saturday Sunday thing, then I might be able to swing by that Sunday night, which would be pretty cool. All
right.
And well, nobody else matters.
Okay.
No one else matters.
No, and a lot of other people are down here and stuff like that. So whoever is going, I mean, I'll probably give a ride to whoever wants to go.
All right.
And up to 4 people. And
the Sean bus.
It's the Sean bus.
It's the magic bus.
It's my magic. Oh, and who fucked the chicken behind the Mr. Mulberry bush? But anyway, no, seriously, we'll try to get down there as quick as we can.
Right.
Okay, so say what the hell.
What the hell.
Oh, my God, another phone call. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shard Yet Solid.
Shard Yet Solid, where are you calling from?
I'm calling in from just south of Seattle.
Hi, just south of...
I've been listening for only a few weeks.
Okay.
And I've really enjoyed your show.
Okay.
And... the reason that I've enjoyed it most is because it's proven that there are still people out there that care. And okay. I know I'm probably going to hear you again on another show, but good luck with moving on into that. And what the hell?
We don't care what you're talking about.
Wow, that was really cool.
That was good.
That was very cool. All right.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, good phone.
Who's this?
This is Test Subject.
Test Subject. Vampire Test Subject. How you doing?
All right, I just thought I'd call the last time. I'm going to miss you guys.
We're not going anywhere.
No, I know. I'm not. I'm over exaggerating just because it's dramatic. Okay,
yeah.
No.
No crying on the phone.
Okay, I won't.
Well, look at it this way. You'll have 2.5 years
of phone. Sounds sincere.
Hey, it's about there anyway. Yes, Since this is the last show, I wanted to talk to you, since lots of people are listening right now,
yeah,
I
sure.
want to talk about a little project that I'm working on.
Sure.
I know I talked to Sean about this.
Blatant plug.
I gave it a name. It's going to be called Project Fear.
Okay.
This is the day. It's going to take place May 25th, 26th, and 27th. That's a weekend. And I want all the goths out there. I want all the goths to dress up hardcore. I want them to go so fucking hardcore that even Death himself will be screaming in terror at the sight of them. I want all the punks to spike up, go all out, any other counterculture people to dress up anything that's different than the social norm. And then I want them to go to stores like JCPenney's, The Gap, Old Navy, any stores that are totally conservative, and just go around, shop, you know, whatnot, talk to clerks, talk to customers, stuff like that. Just don't do anything that'll get you arrested.
Yeah, don't go there when I'm shopping, so I'll be pissed off.
Why?
Yeah, don't go into any Gaps. That's where she goes.
I like
all the
to
time
enjoy the Gap free of freaks. So
I'm sorry, but the Gap is bad.
Don't they have a guarantee? They have a guarantee about that? It's right above their doors. No freaks allowed.
You attack me on the air, and then you say the Gap is good. You are so on your own. I can only protect you so far.
The Gap.
I will get the wood. You get the nails.
Yeah,
must be this trendy to enter.
Gap
but if anyone wants any.
more information in. Yeah. I'm usually going to be in, you know, IRC, except for this week. I don't have the internet in my dorm room, sadly to say. Yeah, I know. I'm going to be convulsing on the floor, not knowing what to do without the net, but...
That's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
Convulsing on the floor.
But, yeah, just anyone, you know, just email me at skuzzle, S-K-U-Z-E-L, at USA.net.
Excellent.
Very simple. Just get no any more information and stuff like that. Zazzler's just standing here staring at me now. I'm getting really scared, so I better get off the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
What the hell?
Everyone phone call. Okay.
Oh, for people that missed the What the Hell show, there's 2 years of archives up there.
Yes, yeah, so
we calculated how long?
About 2.5 months listening 8 hours a day, and you'll be able to get through the entire archive. So provided you loop that, you should be fine.
Yeah, because you'll forget by the time you get to the end of the 2.5 months.
If you just put it every Sunday, that's 2.5 years.
There you go. Play it every Sunday.
In syndication. We'll be in syndication.
You bet. It's just like bad.
Bitch, where's my residual checks?
they go with the same checks
we're
getting.
I'll
send them
2%?
On.
2%? That gets 2% of
yes,
our profits?
You get 2% of the profits, you owe me money, bitch.
Shit.
Don't worry, it's only about
that's
10
about
bucks.
It. I think we should
be a shareholder.
So, .com girl.
Yeah, you could be a shareholder, too.
I think the .com girl and I should have a show together.
Yeah,
I just like to talk every now and then.
Pick a time and send me
an
idea.
Rhythm. I like to talk every 20 minutes or so, then it's my turn to talk.
That's
two
fine.
Minutes.
Is this the rhythm
and
method?
Then I'm off, and
that's
then I'm off for
the
20
rhythm
minutes,
method.
And then I'm on for 2 minutes.
I heard it doesn't work too well.
No. Hang on. No. I think we should do this. I think we should follow this.
20 minutes of you, 2 minutes of Sandy.
That's the usual amount.
You're
trying to regulate Sean Kennedy's
Sandy,
mouth.
Me,
oh, that'll be a
hold
that'll
it.
Be a
no.
Are you saying I'm not sane?
You're on a show with him. Figure it out.
Are you saying I'm not?
You're here of your own free will and you ask that question? Whoa.
Okay, now, wait a sec. No, I'm serious. I think the .com girl and I should have
is
a show.
Is tofu kicking in yet, Sean?
Yeah, woo!
Only my weapons understand me.
Okay, no, but seriously, like, wouldn't it be just cool? Because that way you could have, like, the really artistic view of, you know, the world.
Could I be in another room?
She could vent about all the stuff she can't say on CBC.
Be in another room. Yeah, a little fucking white padded one.
Yeah.
Where they serve you tofu and shit.
On a swing.
I wonder why.
On a swing.
I want a swing. I
don't know. Slip your food in a plastic pan.
And
why are people naming
fucking...
body parts in the IRC?
What?
I don't know why people are naming body parts in the IRC.
Who
naming
gives a fuck?
Body parts. They do crazy things in the IRC.
Echo
will kick out anybody who's... being an idiot, so.
Echo.
I saw somebody screaming seminiferous tubules a minute ago. And
yeah, what does that mean?
They're
on,
tubules, they carry semen, you do the math.
They're tubules that carry semen?
Yeah.
Is this like an
actually, I think you
what?
Have to do the math. You're the only one with the train.
Semen.
Yeah, it's semen. You know, translate it like boson and shit?
Oh, God.
Boson and shit. New on What the Hell.
Boson
and shit. It's the story of 5 sailors trapped in a life raft who have to eat their own feces.
Hey, that's that
shit.
New real-life television thing
yes,
for Fox.
That's
that
right.
Is, it is. I think we should. You know, speaking of which, let's talk about that for a minute. On Fox, they had this fucking
boot
show.
Camp.
No. They did this thing. This
that.
Is fucking brutal. They did this show where they took... Like convicts who are convicted of high speed pursuit like crimes, like they were joyriding crimes. They were and they lifted off their rap sheet like it was a fucking resume. And he was arrested for this after a 400-mile high speed chase. Blah 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 blah. Okay, and then they went and they had 8 cops who were all highly trained high speed pursuit officers. And then they closed off a huge section of streets, and they told the cons that there's $50,000, okay, plus $25,000 for every cop car they could incapacitate. This was on Fox. And
what?
Then, yes, I swear to God. And they closed the streets. It was everybody signed it.
You have the videotape?
No. Ringleader
saw record.
No,
why would you not record that?
No,
in real life.
Like yeah. It was a Russian show, wasn't it?
No. I'm not too sure. Ringleader was the one who told me about it.
Okay.
So
I see.
I can't see them closing off parts of the city.
No. They were no. It was like a course they had.
Oh. Okay.
And this kind of a thing. It wasn't like they shut down.
Sign
the city.
This waiver.
Yeah, huge waivers, and it was like
road racing.
Who could do it? Right.
Did he say it was good? Did he see it or just heard about it?
No, he saw it.
Oh, okay.
He
so
saw
it's not
it.
An urban myth.
Yeah. So. It's like, it's just brutal, and I'm like, holy fuck! Like, what's next? Are they gonna take people
ratings.
Put them in sticks? like, you know, sharpened sticks.
Hey, you're a convict who's been found guilty of doing like high speed chases, like threatening people's lives. Hey, let's put you in a contest so we can give you $25,000.
That's what they do with hackers.
You know what?
Hey, you're a hacker. I'll pay you for being a hacker.
You
now,
know what they should
right?
do? They should not do it to convicts. They should take like yuppie. Fucking weirdos.
Get in your SUV. We're
welcome.
Having a smash up
we'll
derby.
Have like an artistic fuck, like Simon the Swishy Faggot, and we'll have like, you know, some cat's eye wearing artistic person, and we'll put him in a.
Excuse me, but if there are points for style, Simon the Swishy Faggot would kick ass.
I'm all for Simon the Swishy Faggot. I'm all for
it. I'm not letting you touch my mic anymore.
Simon the Swishy Faggot is a rocking guy.
Dirty girl.
Gay people, gay men are the best partiers on the planet. The gay culture runs
and they
on
give
three
the
things.
Best head, right?
I wouldn't know, but you know, I've smoked enough pole in my day to tell you that I'm pretty good. But anyway,
he's a giver.
Ricky,
don't do that anymore.
And they always lie. They say they won't, but they forever come in your mouth. What the hell? Anyway, no, but seriously though, you get that? You'll have like some yuppie artistic person and another yuppie artistic person to have them fight. That would be entertaining. Oh, you bitch! And you like have like real weapons, but they won't.
Here's your cell phone. Beat him with it.
And we'll call it like yuppie rage.
You can beat him with anything in this cap store.
Oh,
I challenge.
You're riding somebody with like a scar.
We'll call it Battle Mall. I charge the Gap Destroyer. I'm a Barbie girl. Smack, smack, punch. Oh, fuck, it'd be beautiful.
Oh, God.
Welcome to gladiatorial combat.
I just had this horrible thought, Sean. Somebody could actually try and do that as a crossover title to appeal to the teenage girl.
Oh,
like,
God.
It's still like a first-person shooter.
Lots
like,
of product placements.
Like, you grab a pair of pants. You use them as a garrote on the sales girl, you know. Hey, you're getting right into this.
Crossover title of the century. If you like the
I don't know about a first-person shooter, but that was...
$9.95. That was called Porn Damn Straight. Something else that sells Porn Damn Straight is why is there nipples on mannequins?
Hmm.
It gets colder every year in the mall.
Because they're supposed to accurately represent a person,
because
and people
real women,
have nipples.
Yes, real women let their nipples show all the time.
Hey, you know what?
I have an answer for this.
Walk through a mall, you'll see nipples. Thanks for coming out.
The reason there are nipples on mannequins is they don't want to put out the other large market for mannequins. That's private collectors.
What? What are you talking about?
There's all kinds of crazy fetishes. Just pull... I'm going to show that by reaching my news groups.
You know, I was cruising around looking at porn the other night. You know what I found? I found there's a porn site dedicated to real doll. Like, real doll porn. So you have, like...
Oh, really?
Anybody doesn't know about real doll? Real doll is this porn site where they make, like, the world's most realistic sex dolls. And it's, like, $6,000 for a sex doll. I'm like, you could get a bad hooker for, like, 6 months with $6,000. You know, rather than having a rubber one that you could keep for life. You know. Like, seriously. But, like, you know, I mean, you could get laid with $6,000. If you can't get laid with $6,000, like, just maybe, what, a couple thousand people around the world who couldn't get laid with $6,000? I mean, really, $6,000?
You know, the real doll
people
market.
You find other people, like, other, like, real live people scary. Like, they, like, you know, they like, talk to you and stuff. Ew! I think that's who they're appealing to there.
What? Is there such... Okay, wait a second.
It's for people,
prostitution.
It's for people who are so repulsive that they don't want to have sex with people who would have sex with them.
Yeah, but if you're paying $6,000, there's a lot of people who will go down on you for $6,000. A lot of people will go down and
over and
yeah,
over and over.
It's a one time
only. Yeah, I'll do it for $6,000. Give me the money.
Do I get $6,000 and a laptop?
I'll see the money up front.
Okay, well, you know, I got fired as a web designer, so I'm out of work in California. But, I mean, no, seriously, like...
kind of reminded me of something I read in the paper this week.
What? How the fuck the executive giving
you were saying,
for
you were
grand
saying firings. Apparently in Austin, Texas, they have a lot of dot-com companies and that are going tits up.
Because they don't sell product?
Yes, yeah. And so they're
we're
these
a portal site that's paid by advertising.
These companies
we advertise.
Are hiring the police.
To what?
To manage their firing. I'm not making this shit up. I read in the fucking paper.
Whoa.
I was like, oh my fuck. They come in and they look through the place and go, oh, you know, this paperweight.
In case there's what? Say that again. Say that one
you
more
need a
time. What did you just say? In case there's what? fired employee rage?
Yes.
Is that a term? Yep. Is that like
yes.
an actual term?
Yes. Yes.
Fired employee rage.
Isn't that redundant?
In case the fur starts to fly.
I think the standard operation of most of these companies is that you... they put the computers into lock mode, so you come back from the meeting where they told you you're fired, and,
fired.
I can't work the computer anymore. Well,
this is why we need the cult time bomb, because that way every day you set it for 3 days,
and then it
fucks the whole system, and if you don't come back, it's locked. Oh, I can't push it back for another 2 days.
Sorry.
Fair ball. Whistle while you work. Empty on my desk. I'm going to go home, sit in my house, and pop me some champagne.
The thing is, they go through the place and make sure there's nothing that could be used as a weapon. It's like, oh, this paperweight could be used as a weapon.
What? They fucking nail their chairs down and give them plastic cups
about
in the meeting?
Yeah, chairs?
It's exactly. That's
I
what
need
I'm
the partition, motherfucker.
Hey, where'd all the cutlery go from the kitchen?
I'm serious. I swear to God, we should like hold a training seminar to teach people how to use anything, like
a fucking paper clip, a pencil.
Office weapon.
Weapons. You take a printer cable, that is nunchucks.
Yeah.
You know about a printer cable, start going soft form with a printer cable, a good 6 foot, you'd be like Jet Li all going around, choking people out. Oh, God! Oh, fuck you!
What's your job, Tim? What's your job at work?
What's your job? You're not the boss of me.
I don't work.
You prevent that stuff from happening.
No, no. Yeah, okay.
We can't talk about Tim's work. But, okay, we can talk about my job. What's my job?
You never get out of the CIA.
Blowing up realtors' houses?
That's not my job. That's just a perk. I do that shit for free. I'll be here all week. Thank you.
That shit's fun.
I mean, fuck, I could busk by shooting realtors in the face on the street and make a killing. I'd be like, all right, what do we got next? We got, yes, it's Suzanne Powder. All right. You know, I don't know. That's actually a real person, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, let's try Donna Lewis. I can't think of a real name. That's not a fake name. Give me
Susan
that.
Powder, is that woman Shaped who, like,
that's
watched a
stop the insanity.
That's the power lesbian on crack. That's right,
yes.
folks.
I haven't been heroin, gunpowder, and smack
for last week.
Yeah, she's fucking
amazing
cool.
What you can do with a little methamphetamine.
Yeah, it's like,
stop the insanity!
Didn't she admit to me having a drug problem or something just recently?
Yeah, but that book
really?
Didn't sell.
That's okay.
Oh!
I'm not kidding. She has a book called, like, Staying Sober. And, like, funny enough, it hasn't sold, so I haven't heard a lot from Susan.
I swear some of these people go get a drug dependency just in case their careers fail.
They want to sell
so
a book.
So they can sell a book after.
They want to sell a book, and they should get Suzanne Powder and Grace Jones doing a dyke photography.
Oh.
Fuck, that would suck.
Matthew Perry! Oh, the ratings are down. Matthew Perry, it's your turn.
Yep, who's up next?
It's the Jones and Powder Tongue and Groove special. Power Flex. That'd be bad.
I'd like to thank you. I think any interest I ever had in lesbian porn just disappeared with that image.
Lesbian porn, I've never understood lesbian porn. Never understood it. Like,
yeah,
what?
Where do we fit in?
These two chicks.
Do you want to see guys? Do you like looking at guys' dicks? I don't. Two girls, great. Done.
I think that's the thing. It's sort of like, you know, if you like one piece of chocolate, you like two pieces of chocolate.
Right.
And if you like one piece of chocolate sitting there all naked out of the
wrapper, the more chocolate, the better.
You like two, you know, licking each other's little cracked chocolate.
I want to see it.
No. Here's one piece of chocolate you can have. Here's two pieces of chocolate enjoying each other, and you still can't have any.
Absolutely. It's like...
You can't have anything you see in porn
moment?
Anyway.
I'm going to do lesbian fucking porn on the internet right now with Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Ew.
Those are two holes. They don't go together, Sean.
You need a microphone. Give him a microphone. Hold the microphone up to him.
Oh, you're so dirty.
Dirty boy.
Dirty, dirty man.
Well, there goes
it's the same fucking idea. They're both fucking like hell, but there's nothing going in, you know? I mean, what's the plan?
I really like Dr. Pepper.
Can I point something out
here? But it's not turning me on.
Lesbian porn made
if you want to
for
a better example,
is
go get two hot chicks and have them do that.
What lesbian women actually do, just like
quite,
Slash.
Yes.
Slash fix are probably wildly different from anything that gay men actually do. There's a big difference.
I'm sure that when women are home alone in their house, they put on lingerie and play with themselves.
I
would.
And our friends.
I'd like to thank Sean for clearing this up.
If I had a set of tits and a beaver, fucking A, man. My fingers would be the strongest muscle in my body. I'd be like, whirr. I could do that shit with the shot glass and open them up and they would shatter. Fuck yeah. I'd be amazing.
Well, the professor understands.
What are you doing? Molding my ball of wax. Got this stress ball. You bet. I'm a happy motherfucker.
I still like it.
I have an issue with the label lesbian porn because it's not lesbian porn because the women are always... they're heterosexual.
See, that's even better.
They're really, really, really horny, and there are no men around, so they're, like, you know, forced to get it on with each other.
Well, that's bullshit! I could be horny as fuck! I was a 14-year-old teenage boy, and I'm sitting there with five other nerds going, man, I'm so fucking horny, I could die! But at no point do we go, you know, after we finish this level and I get my experience, can I fuck you up the ass? It would never happen! Never happen! Okay?
This is very, very true.
How do you know? You never asked.
However, we did get a...
too scared to ask.
Anybody ever do that
problem.
Creative role playing? You know, when you're sexually touched when you're 14 and you're like, okay, and then what does the princess do? She's anybody ever do that? I did that. It's a shameful truth. The nerds are like, oh, God, Chad, don't talk about that. Don't talk about that. We didn't do that. No, we knew guys who did that shit.
Non-disclosure.
Remember that.
Non-disclosure act.
Oh, you're such a fucking liar. Yes.
No way, man. It was always my mix big and your mix.
And then my mech takes off its armor. You're such a fucking liar. Yeah, and you don't jerk off either, do you? No.
Notice the size of my right arm. Notice the size of my left arm. Discrepancy. Yes, I do.
I'm sorry. No, it's true. It's so true, man. Back in the 80s when there was no Nintendo, when there was... When it was
somebody's cell phone is interfering.
When it was a...
Please turn it off.
Stop bugging me.
I know it's not bugging you. It's bugging the people on the internet.
I don't have a cell phone.
I don't have a cell phone.
That shit works.
Who has a cell phone?
Anyway. But seriously, when you're 14, there's no Nintendo, you can't download porn, right? And the only porn mags you can find is a shit that some asshole threw out the side of the road and you find it tucked in the porn
in
stash
the ditch.
Under the fucking bridge. You go up under the underpass because you know somebody else went and stashed
some homeless
porn
guy, yeah.
Up under the underpass, right? You got the porn. Wow. Hey, Red 5, shut up. You got the porn under the underpass porn, so you're searching around going, I wonder if somebody left a porn cache here. Right on. And then you deeply respect whoever left that porn cache.
You heard the show and you couldn't wait to get here. You're like, it's so exciting.
And they're always wet. You can never fucking finish it, right? And then you're like, oh, okay, but you can't jerk off because you're outside and you're 14. So there is nowhere to go and jerk off. I mean, you can sit in the bathroom trying to fantasize, but that's no good. So what was left? You had to sit there with your friends playing Dungeons and Dragons going, and then what did the princess do?
Don't know.
Does she want to do a golden shower?
Oh,
absolutely! That's
what happened! Dice monster.
That's what happened!
Wow, Dungeons and Dragons with you was radically different.
Yeah, I don't remember these sessions.
Oh, yeah, sure you don't. I'm the only fucking weirdo here. Don't mind me. Yeah.
That's right, Sean. That's right. You point the finger at us, it'll make you feel better.
It's
we respect you, even though you're a freak.
Next thing you're going to be telling me, you never fucked your cat. Everybody knows that they fucked their cat, okay? Come on. You're a little desperate. The cat's sleeping on the bed.
I never had a cat.
It's purring.
It never lasted long. No cats.
That's why I don't like cats.
Too much information from Sean Knight.
That's why goldfish don't need therapy, because they can only remember things for 3 seconds.
Perhaps this is where the term pussy comes from.
Phone call?
Perhaps.
All right. Hello?
A new freer.
Hello?
Hey, it's Simplex. What's up?
Hey, Simplex.
Hey,
how's it going, man?
I can barely hear you guys.
Yeah, get over it.
Hey, what do you mean, get over it?
Oh, you heard that, did you?
Simplex is a fuck.
Hey!
Hey, you heard that. Good enough. Speak.
Start the Sean Kennedy is a Dink show. I think I like the idea of that whole concept.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you start it, and we'll...
Sean will finish it.
I'll come on and claim what a raving asshole I am.
No, come on, Sean. You know I respect you.
No, you don't. You don't respect me. No one respects me.
You just want me to bend over and take it in the ass.
But you don't ever call me. You never called me.
The truth is, Sean, there's somebody else, okay?
Okay. So what's going on other than that in your world?
Well, not much. I met with Cerulean and Skidjet.
Skidge guy.
Some creepy guy. Anyway, they came over and kind of chilled with me for a little while. That was kind of cool. I'd like to see some more people like getting together like that as far as cult's concerned. So like, I like seeing the meets that are going on in Vancouver and everything. I was wondering who I should contact or who would be the best person to get a hold of. To try and start, I don't know, some kind of site maybe that kind of lists this kind of information, or what kind of downside do you see?
That would be me. Talk to me, SeanK@thecult.org. I'm back doing that sort of stuff. Roto and I were talking about doing that kind of shit. And you're making Sim crazy because we're talking about cult stuff on Rant Radio.
Oh, what's cult?
No. Good cover.
Yes, Rant Radio was a fine outlet for a variety of political... what the hell?
Shows, yeah. You bet. That was awesome.
Hello?
No, the other button.
No, the other button. Hey, who's that?
Hello?
John, next.
You
John.
Suck. You suck a lot. If they're not ringing, please don't press.
All right, so
cry,
what were we talking about? We went through the Dungeons and Dragons admonition of Loft, Demon Queen with Spider.
You were talking about that.
Oh yeah, everyone's like, no, I don't know, you're a fucking weirdo. And then they're gonna be like,
D.D. Golden Showers, fucking cats. Next,
next we have Trout.
You're a Trout.
Trout. Do you want to get to the news?
But yeah, let's do news. We're trying to get the news.
Yeah, we can get to the news.
7:30. We can get to the news.
Those clocks are wrong. This one, Napster drives judge crazy. A federal judge is overseeing the case against Napster on Friday, essentially threw up her hands and appealed for help in stopping the exchange of files. Help! For the moment, her ruling guarantees Napster users can continue downloading copyright music at will. Hey, pay attention.
Yeah, if
it's really,
if it
there's
have,
not much
it
left.
It doesn't have a word in common with something that might be copyrighted.
Yeah, it's gone.
It sucks. I mean, you...
So everyone will have to resort to the other 5,000 other programs that work.
For the word all
just,
and
hey,
not
just
no results,
as a
okay?
note, you can still download audiobooks. It's
it
still good. Audiobooks
so bad
are good.
That I actually considered going to audiobooks the sound and buying
yeah,
a CD.
So you can still well, download
cool. Oh, wow,
so
dude. I'm so sorry.
Put your audiobooks on Napster so I can get them.
Both and I actually went into a CD place the other day.
It's like two people talking.
Why? Because you crazy. Can't read?
No,
can't read while driving.
That was really witty, Sean.
It was.
Yeah, it's good for when you're driving. And you can't really read all that well when you're driving.
You have MP3s in your car, smart guy.
Okay, butt face, whatever.
No, actually, in fact, the reason that was a segue and you missed it.
We have a space just opened up.
Yes, I can, because I just got a brand new, and we can get into a product review.
I didn't actually want to talk about that. I didn't really care. It wasn't interesting to me. I'm sorry, you know, you tried to, you know, get that little teamwork thing going on. Yeah, I'm an individual. Individual.
We're all individuals.
You know, I'm going to record this and send it to your BSM.
All right.
What's going on?
What's happening?
Huh?
Well,
somebody insulted him.
Somebody said something. Man beater! Blood beater, spank that ass!
Oh, crap. Just one second. Let's just mute that.
Web Why? Pages with audio? No.
The whole,
please.
When people do web pages with audio, oh my god,
does.
You're looking very red.
Wifebeaters.com.
Wifebeater shirts. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, that guy is the wife. All right, look at him. Look at him. He's got eyebrows that look like, fuck, I pluck my eyebrows.
Who's the bitch?
He decided what mood he was in when he did his eyebrows. Okay, I'm angry. I'm happy. I'm sad.
So you can get wifebeater t-shirts. And
and women's
you can get the
wife beater on them.
You can get the second T-shirt for half price if you send in your
rap sheet saying that you're a convicted wife beater.
Wow, that's really funny. That's really funny shit.
It is, though.
Are they going to put it on the web?
Oh, look,
fuck,
Kid Rock has
funny.
One.
Yes.
Fuck, would that be funny? Ha, ha. I slapped my wife around and got a fucking shirt for half price. And somebody met me at the end of my driveway and cut my fucking leg off.
Guess what? Wait.
Is the
wait,
woman-
Sean?
What?
They'll have a list.
They're going to have a list? Oh. That's,
great.
That's
don't they have one right there? Wife Beater Hall of Fame?
Why don't we click on
what
the Wife
that?
Beater Hall of Fame?
It's Ike Turner, O.J. Simpson, Mike Tyson, Riddick Bowe, Rick James, and James Brown,
who's
John what, Wayne
who's,
Bobbitt,
who's Rick James?
Tommy Lee.
Another singer.
Rick James, singer.
Look at that.
Super freak.
He's a Wookiee.
Super freak.
He's a super freak.
Super freak.
Did he, sing, did he beat his wife?
Yes.
All these people are like,
well, that's two reasons
convicted.
To beat the living shit out of him. All right. No. You closed it. We didn't see who the other ones were.
I named them all.
No, you didn't.
Rick James, on. James Brown, John Wayne Bobbitt, Tommy Lee, and Sasha Mitchell. I don't know
who's
who that
is. Did Kid Rock or Tommy Lee beat his wife?
Yeah, Pam.
Yes,
got
bad,
he's
bad,
Pam
bad,
got
bad,
the kid crapped out of her.
Yep. He kicked the crap out of her wife.
Police came.
Pretty boy. How could you admit being... Well, she's got some plastic on her.
How can
probably
you
just
say... No, I'm she's saying that guy's pretty. And I'm saying... Yeah, but how can you think someone's pretty that's bad?
That's bad.
I'm sorry, I've seen a lot of bad women who are very pretty.
I don't...
Don't step on those.
The women's version of this is that... Targeted towards lesbians, or is that just...
I don't know.
I remember seeing, I believe it was actually on CBC, a special
about how there's actually a lot of domestic violence among lesbians. There's like the big lesbian and then the little lesbian in a relationship. The big one often takes out her frustrations on the little one.
Isn't that called the top?
Go figure. All people of all stripes can be abusive fucks. Go figure.
Yep.
Well, I've seen some bull dykes that scared the shit out of me. Go ahead.
I've seen.
I don't suppose it's possible.
Cats do it too.
I don't suppose it's possible for a woman. I don't suppose it's possible for a woman to beat her husband.
No.
Yes, actually.
Why don't we say that as the tales from the street from tonight, when we have actual live reporting of a guy of a crazy bitch beating the shit out of her husband?
I had a chiropractor when I lived in Victoria. She was 6'7". And a couple months later, I saw her downtown Vancouver with her husband, who was about 5'3".
Yeah.
So, there's... Yeah.
It's climb every mountain.
She has strong thighs. He's got a good tongue. That's how that shit works. All right. Jawbreakers much? Okay.
A tongue and...
Grab my hair. Grab my fucking hair. Okay. So... GunsForKids.com.
GunsForKids.com.
You bet.
That's excellent.
This site is absolutely amazing. This is like one of these people that put up a site and push the envelope as far as they
can. What's the whole point of this?
Is to piss people off.
Okay, well, what
these are not real, of course. You can't actually buy them. Because on here there's the Wehrmacht flamethrower.
Wehrmacht flamethrower.
The M-style grenade launcher. The mil-spec demolition kit, and a lot of other items here. They also put up advertising that they're not supposed to. They're not getting paid for this advertising. And they got a threatening letter from Toys R Us because they have a link from their site to Toys R Us. Other toy sites...
Toys R Us suddenly started selling like war toys again. Like,
what's wrong with that?
I
object to people that... You know, try and block out war toys. That's the greatest toy children can have.
The thing that gets me
I
is, like, I've gone through here many times, and what I always see...
Look how great you turned out.
Look, you know, the scene I've seen when I go into the Toys R Us now and go through, like, the sort of this whole G.I. Joe war toys, toy guns section, it's always, like, some father who's, like, you know, drooling over some G.I. Joe figure, and some little boy who looks like he's bored out of his gourd. Can I see Pokemon? Look at this. It's an SS figurine. He's even got the little motorbike. And he's like, Daddy? You know, it's like,
you want this, don't you? Well, I'm buying it for you. Needs to
pretty much.
With
it's
them.
Just like...
No. Or you'd look over and find my roommate in that pile.
Yep.
He has... So many figures. It's frightening. It looks like Valley of the Dolls in there. I go in there and
they're action figures.
They're all staring at me.
Action figures, damn it.
And I can't even get into it.
Dolls are girl things.
He buys so
many.
You notice
he's a lot bigger than you, right?
He buys so many Nazi figs that I'm really, really starting to get frightened.
You know what the best thing is about the Sieg Heil? Is getting the whole Nike swoosh action out of it. You've got to get the Nike kind of shape out of your arm. Just follow with me.
The best part of this site is that Verizon has told them to take off advertising off their page. Unauthorized use of Verizon advertisement. According to, we demand that you immediately remove the advertisement which contains the logo and blah blah blah. I removed the banner ad from Guns for Kids account announcing that Verizon is now offering long distance service to Massachusetts. In its place, I added a news alert link that warned people of Verizon now offering long distance service in Massachusetts. The news alert will link to Verizon's website where concerned internet users can see themselves the details of this alarming development. And it says take it off from any other sites. He doesn't have it on any other sites. And your display of Verizon advertisement constitutes unfair competition. Since Guns for Kids does not provide any telephone service, I wonder if you meant that Verizon was already providing guns to kids in some areas. And perhaps Verizon's prices were higher or its services were worse than ours. So it keeps on going on berating the letter. It's very funny. Take a look. Of course, no. Everyone's like paying attention to a billion other things.
Yes.
So it's great doing the show on my own.
So actually, I have a I definitely have the last Loser Cruiser story I want to tell because I embarrassed myself so badly last night.
Are you like wanting to do that right now?
I might as well.
Okay. Let me just play the intro. 7:30. You should have dinner before you come here. Here's Loser Cruiser.
You hear me now? See you next week.
Hello, boys and girls. Yep. As we leave the show, Uncle Dak will tell you the last of his Loser Cruiser tales, mainly because, like I said, I embarrassed myself so badly.
Did you?
Yes.
You got beat up?
No, I didn't get beaten up. Actually, I get on the SkyTrain because it is still running. It's the only part of transit that's running.
Uh-huh.
And I hear after a bit, holy fuck, that guy's going crazy over there. And I kind of take a look. It's not in the car that I'm in. It's in the car after us. And these two kids are standing in there, and they're looking over, and I'm like kind of trying to figure out what's going on here. And I don't know exactly, other than I can see what appears to be a street person. We're talking beard, half a dozen overcoats, you know, toque. And I can tell he is yelling loud enough that I can hear him over the moving train.
Whoa.
I can't understand what he's saying, but I can make out some sort of yelling coming from that direction. So I figure, okay, I'm just about to get up and go take a look when all of a sudden the kid who brought him to my attention in the first place says, holy fuck, he just kicked that guy. So I get up, I walk over, and can see the guy. He is like standing in front of these two, about maybe 14, 15-year-old kids.
Yeah.
He's screaming at the top of his lungs. They're like kind of like backing up, trying to like, obviously do not want to avoid confrontation.
There's no reasoning with a crazy person.
So I said, did he actually kick them? And the kid said, yeah, he just kicked that kid. And I went, okay. I hit the yellow emergency strip, and the kid went, why'd you do that? And I was like, wait for it. Train comes to a stop. Train gets to its stop. I get out. I go into the car. Everybody is leaving.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Guy is down now at the end screaming now. There's only about five people left on the car. There's the train.
Great.
There's two teenage girls who are arguing with this guy. There's one elderly man sitting on the long bench, and there's another person standing up by the front. So I'm like, sir, can I get you to calm down? Turns around, oh, you're going to fucking mess with me too. I'm like, sir, nobody's messing with you. Just why don't you calm down here? And he starts going off, and I'm trying to just calm him down just by saying, look, just calm down. Nobody's starting anything with you. Let's just leave it at this. And he says, fuck you. I'll kick your ass. I'll kick everybody's ass. And I'm like, ah, those are the magic words. And he starts coming towards me. Now I'm figuring, here we go. Let's get ready for it.
Ready to rumble.
Do you remember the old man that I said that was sitting on the long benches in the middle of the train? I mentioned it was like one of the people left on there.
No.
He puts his foot out, and the guy trips on it and goes right down onto his face.
Okay.
An old man tripped him. So I figure, okay, at least I can push this guy down and keep him there.
Yeah.
Well, it is time for your Uncle Dak to lose weight. I tripped.
You tripped too.
I fell on top of him.
Oh, no.
Now, the first thing I noticed when I fell on top of him is, well, the smell of booze and urine. Fortunately,
is that day-old smell urine?
Yeah, well, that and the fact that nothing was damp that I touched.
Was it your urine or his?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was his, because it wasn't mine.
He knows the smell of his own urine. That might be off.
Just checking.
Now, I'd like you to ask you, now, what happens when somebody who's been drinking quite a bit, who's very upset, who's been, like, kind of running around, has about 300 pounds fall on top of him?
Breaks.
More fortunately, I managed to get my boot out of the way.
That would have been like Aliens grade. You know, like, eat through the floor of the train.
Oh,
Sky Train.
Have no idea the smell.
Oh, .com girl is trying to get back in. She's calling.
Oh, well,
so
he has the phone.
As
okay,
you hear
her. We're coming.
So
six.
The blue coats finally get on the train. They pick the guy up. They take him away. They take my name. They take my phone number. They get somebody in there to clean the train up.
Oh, it's that good.
I was about car 733.
I was about 15 minutes late getting to
get picked up for my ride. The people who were picking me up weren't very happy, though they were amused when I told them why.
Yes.
And that's it, boys and girls. Your Uncle Dak needs to, like, retire for a while because I tripped trying to just sit on somebody.
And you fell on them.
It was effective.
Oh, yeah, it was effective. Yeah, I...
Nothing quite like squeezing a person and making them a tube of toothpaste. That's great.
Your mic's off. Your mic's off.
What exactly kind of sounds that guy make when you landed on him?
Well, I didn't hear a oof. All I did is I fell on top of him, and then I heard...
It was probably more like a... kind of like a dense, wet bag of wet mice.
it was a wet, meaty funk. You know, it was like... Yeah, but if I'm at the point now where I cannot actually grab somebody without tripping, it's time to, like, retire, go back into training.
We are having an amateur fight
between Sim and Drex.
I think it's a courting ritual.
It won't be long before the third meeting.
Enchanted evening. And Sim and Drex are locked into some preternatural courtship ritual.
There we are. Quick, bang in your mic, bastard. This guy in British Columbia here.
Oh, my God.
This is an absolutely amazing story.
Okay.
What? He's a multi-millionaire.
Oh, wait, I want to hear this.
$21 million in property. Alone.
Okay.
What happened is that his neighbor was looking over his fence one day and saw a large number of blue boxes in his yard.
No, it's a cop.
Or is a cop saw it? Okay, whatever. Everyone can read their own story.
Anyway.
Read the story.
Blue boxes. And, are these like the recycling
there's a
boxes?
Yes, the recycling boxes.
Okay.
So the police somehow are able to get a search warrant or whatever and break into this place. This guy has... everything of his neighbors that wasn't nailed
for
down.
For years, this guy has been stealing everything from his neighbors.
Father
like
and son team.
50 fucking welcome mats from, like, this one guy,
poses,
his neighbor.
Lawn chairs.
Furniture, like deck furniture.
He has lots of stuff. He doesn't just want stuff. He wants their stuff.
Can you say bored? Like, too rich?
Isn't that a great something?
I smell a movie
funny.
Coming on.
I think it's pretty funny,
too. The Maltese.
I have 300 pink flamingos.
It's like, yeah, it's like he was in a frat, you know, a fraternity and never grew out of it. And you're peaking. You're going into the red. You're not supposed to go into the red.
I want to be as loud as everyone else.
You are.
Trust me, Drex, you're much louder than the rest of us.
How would you know? You're not even wearing headphones here.
I can't. You blow out my ears and my headphones just from you speaking one week.
Right. There's this plant that was mislabeled.
Yes, this one.
Passed around, I don't know, by the Canadian Food Inspections Agency noticed this. What it said on the plant, on the little label, it says, "Tasty in soups."
It's monk shod.
It was not tasty in soups. It was death in soups.
Autumn monk shod, yeah.
You cannot eat this plant.
It's poisonous.
Very, very poisonous.
It's wolf's bane, Sean.
Oh, well, that's like the top five of like shit to eat to
It remains poisonous even after it's cooked. Eating the plant could cause irregular heartbeat or direct paralysis of the heart, leading to death.
Yeah, as opposed to direct paralysis of the heart leading to, like, spasmic reruns of
heart. Hey, look, you don't need a heart to live, okay? It just helps pump the blood.
Get
everything
else
blood to be pumped. You don't need your heart.
Politicians.
Most people, they have to rely on their heart to pump the blood, though.
Not me. I died 5 years ago. I drink more Jolt. That way my body just twitches and moves the blood around. Iggy Pop. Iggy
just
Pop.
Just keep
and
running. And
Keith Richards.
The rhythmic motions of running
will keep it
will
going
pump
through.
The blood.
Speaking of running, I am having a dilemma.
You?
I about am. Running? Running for office!
No.
Oh, darn.
No. Now, I'm thinking about, because I'm trying to think of ways to lose weight. I tried the gym thing, didn't work. Too much effort.
You have to go.
Running's bad.
Yeah, no, but it's a lot of effort, and you're lifting shit, you leave, and you haven't done anything.
If you value your knees, don't
I pick
run.
It up, and I put it back down again. I pick it up, and Excuse. I put it back down again. It's kind of pointless.
Mountain biking
is something.
Mountain biking is very
cool. However, mountain bikes are fucking expensive.
Not if you don't break them.
Yeah, but
you need a microphone.
I don't have the cash. It's not like I have the cash and
save
I
save all the money time. Over the next few years that you would have spent.
Yeah, next
going
few years. Sorry, instant gratification. Not fast enough.
Need it now.
No, no, no.
Steal a bike.
No. So
get your legions
now.
Of many to buy you a bike.
Yeah. Oh,
everyone send me one part of a bike.
Yeah.
They all send you a brake pad.
They all send me like the caps that they put on the fucking air thing.
I stole this, Sean. It's for you.
No. So what I was thinking is I'm considering, okay, that's one thing. However, there's also the cool factor, because no one wants to buy exercise equipment. No one wants to do that.
Aquarobics.
So I was looking around on eBay.
That's a big pool.
And I found
Sean in leg warmers.
You don't need it in the pool.
I was looking around.
And one, and two.
Don't step on that.
I was looking around on eBay, and I found a Miyamoto Musashi Katana made by Paul Chen.
You're going to slice off fat.
Which is very cool. No, that's got nothing to do with fat.
Oh, okay.
Now, I could get one of those, or I could get a really skookum pair of rollerblades. Because I was down at the rollerblade shop looking at skookum rollerblades. You know, you could spend $400 on rollerblades.
Why you know what they say one of the best rollerblades?
Yeah.
This is going to bore you to tree
and
ears.
I'm already aware of the fruit boots. Now, why do you call them fruit boots? Why? Why is that? I'm serious. This is a question.
I'd assume
we're not going to answer that. Just come down to the seawall one day and hang out with us for a couple of hours.
But bring two of your closest friends and make sure you're all holding hands.
Sean.
Right.
Sean. If you're buying rollerblades, you don't need kick-ass rollerblades. You just need kick-ass bearings and wheels.
Now, this is true. However, if you're going to do any long-time rollerblades,
yeah, your feet will get used to it. Yeah. Kind of like skating. You go skating the first time, your feet hurt no matter what
it's
kind
a comment
of feet
you wear. For you, Red Five.
You could actually try walking.
Yeah, but walking
is lame, and it takes so long, okay? If you want to burn off as many calories as in running, then you have to walk for, like, fucking forever. Just run, get it over with, come back home,
so the way that they keep guys from doing rollerblading is by throwing some kind of homosexual epithet upon them. Is there any reason for girls to not rollerblade?
No. The way I keep guys from rollerblading
grab
is
that Mike
sticks in their way. That's how I do it.
Gas.
That's for you. That's for you saying, I have fruit boots.
Oh, God, it's over here.
Now I have a windscreen.
It's
moments like this, I thank my inoperative nose.
Whatever, girl on the left, you have no survival skills. Piss on a handkerchief and breathe through it.
Oh, my God.
I'm
I think the wind from the window must be saving.
I'm being protected by the professor's aftershave. I am saved.
How does he do that?
Well,
first
I'm protected
does
by the professor's aftershave. I'm safe.
You're cut off. No more sushi.
That's right. In some small cultures,
tell me,
you
professor, does that qualify as the forces of evil?
I would say so, very much so, yes.
I'm going to move to the Amazon basin where they'll worship me.
He makes great
chief. Who is chief?
Fart.
Oh, he is chief.
He is chief.
He is the chief. He will have many children.
I swear, if I watch, all I need to watch is a few more animes, I'll learn how to do a Shinto exorcism.
Yeah, did you know, actually, you can get that on tape? The Akira soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, bring a lit candle in here, Dog
yes.
Song Girl.
No, it'll explode.
Oh! That's how we should have ended the show. That's how we should have ended
fake
the show.
Explosion.
Where's
we
the
have
canary?
We should have faked
explosion.
We should have faked me farting. And then, don't bring a candle in here. And then just have the static.
Let's
and then don't come
a,
back on the air.
Let's make it a Seinfeld ending and everybody ends up in jail.
Yeah.
No, thank
good.
You.
Seinfeld sucks ass. Needs to be destroyed.
It has been. Fire. It's gone.
It's
Seinfeld,
gone.
Seinfeld
okay.
puts
it's
his lips on my ass.
Syndication.
Will be.
Oh, that
decade.
Really is bad. I don't think that was me.
I think people are using yours as an excuse now.
I did fart, but that doesn't smell like my regular fart.
People are using it as an excuse.
No,
fart.
Serious. No, normally I'm quite proud of my farts. And that probably was my fart, but I think there may be something wrong with me.
Inside.
For years,
John. I really hope that matches like totally out because you just put it on top of cardboard. That strikes me as
it's
a fire hazard.
It's okay.
That's a fire hazard.
Don't let it stress you out, all right? Because we're all sitting here, and if it starts on fire, we'll see it. We'll probably see it. We might see it.
I always wondered what would happen if I tried to do a blue flamer, you know?
Don't.
If you tried to light your ass when you fart,
John,
and you
do
that?
John, you wouldn't blow a blue flamer. You'd blow a tactical nuke.
Wham! And my ass, my two legs fly in different directions.
You remember
my neighbor.
The jello in the back of the car?
It's a fuel air explosive.
John, the first non-tourist in space.
John, naturally doing the stunts of the Rocketeer.
Conflagration scene from Mars.
Yeah, no, no shit.
But back to the whole gym thing.
Do they fart in the space shuttle?
Yes.
That's bad. Go ahead.
That's very bad.
Back
it
the
can't get out.
Wait a minute.
What do you think they do?
I'll get back to that girl.
No, you have to fart in the space station. You have to reserve time in the airlock. You fart. And
let
then,
it out.
Then you get in your suit. And then they expel
come
the air.
Come on. All the astronauts, first time they've got a fart, you just know they pull their pants down, they sit there in an open space with lots of room ahead of them, they go, okay. Toot.
Yeah, yeah. A little racist.
I'd be the king up there, too. I've had farts that have lasted so long, I wanted to time it.
Only takes 20 million.
You know what I mean? Like,
so you're what you're white. Saying is with a bad Mexican dinner, you could achieve constant acceleration.
That's all we need.
Alpha Centauri, here I come.
Okay, now wait a minute. You were talking about the gym.
Sexy is the topic of flammable farts. But I was going to say, go to the gym, but do cardio. Don't do waves.
Okay, no. See, because that's gay, too.
Okay, wrong.
Wrong.
No.
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 Whatever you call it, fruit boots. Didn't you ever watch Max Headroom? All cyberpunk people use rollerblades. You ever see cyberpunk people with mountain bikes?
Two ways
okay,
of drawing.
John, okay.
There's two ways of drawing. A manly way to draw and a gay way to draw. Which way would you want to do it? There's
draw what?
Let's say there's two ways of cardio exercise.
I've seen some
riding a mountain bike and riding fruit boots.
I think rollerblades are fucking cool. I do.
Yeah,
I think
too.
They're cool.
You want to fight about it?
You want to
fight about it? We can step outside and fight about it.
Let's fight about it.
I'm trying to imagine what kind of rollerblades Sean would have.
I have rollerblades.
Maybe we can get some cult people to create some custom rollerblades for Sean so nobody will dare call them fruit boots anywhere.
Yeah, put skulls on them.
Geiger HR.
Blades on the front. No, blades on the sides. You just have to drive close to a mountain bike and flat tires.
Hey, what we'll do is we'll design them off the base of Professor Harker's boots.
There you
yes,
go.
We'll put there you
wheels
go.
On the bottom
work
of them.
From there.
Yeah, you know that. You know it. That all the prophets are going mad right now. No, the thing is, I was reading on the web and I saw this thing called skidging.
Skidging?
Skidging.
Yeah.
Apparently, skidging is when you hang on the back of cars with rollerblades.
Okay.
It sounds like how kids in the 1950s
so
used to get
hacker.
Killed on their skateboards.
We used to do that with roller skates back when I was a kid.
Yeah,
we should answer the phone.
That is called Darwinism.
It's called bumper skiing.
Because some people can only phone in at certain times.
All right, well, whatever.
Sean doesn't care
about
you.
Hi, you're on Rat Radio. Who is this? Hi, you're on Rat Radio. Who is this?
This is Sparky.
Hey, Sparky.
What's going on, man?
Oh, not much. You guys talking about fruit boots?
Yeah,
I was sponsored for 2 years.
Oh, here it comes.
You were that's right. You were a sponsored fruit boot person.
Yeah, I was sponsored fruit booter. Reason they're called fruit boots... But by skateboarders because they didn't get they didn't have to work for the respect like skateboarders did.
Ah, I see.
That's that.
You're taking
that
really personal.
It's
like a petty jealousy kind of thing. Oh yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a jealousy thing.
Absolutely. So, as a quick question, what's happening with that Sabbath where you're going to hold it at your house?
Yeah. The date will be May 12th. Anybody that's coming out of town, they're more than welcome to stay.
What day is that? May 12th.
Saturday.
Okay.
I don't have posting thing. I can't post it, so...
Send it to me. I'll post it, okay? Confirm everything.
Cool, cool. And just, like, show up whenever. Anybody that's out of town, they can stay the night.
Okay.
Be responsible.
Don't drink and drive.
And,
bring some cash for pizza.
Condoms.
Exactly.
Okay, BYOB and bring cash for pizza.
Yeah.
Thanks for everyone.
That's about it. Just
how do you feel about drugs
trouble.
At your place?
Huh?
Are drugs allowed or no?
Just say no. It's safer that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's all
responsible when they get here.
Okay.
And just to let Samaria know, bravo on the show, and thanks for putting it out for us.
Thank you for listening.
There all right, Nancy, what the hell?
What the hell?
Right on.
Yo.
Girl, what the hell is this?
No, Mad Skitty.
Hi, Skitty.
Hi, Skitty.
Yeah.
So are we ever going to hear the virus manifesto that you
let
did?
Let her talk.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
Okay, you going to upload that sometime or what?
Yeah, I have to, like, edit
let
it.
Let her say what she called to say.
Huh?
And then give her shit. Come on.
Yeah.
She say something.
Okay, can I, like, talk without being interrupted, maybe?
Sure, go.
I wanted to call and say that I've been listening to all you crazy Canadian fucks since, like, you did that little marathon thingy. And I'm, like, mad that you're ending the show because now I can't go and see, you know, Sim and all his sexiness in person.
I'm not disappearing.
Without, like, being considered a stalker.
Once again, we are not...
He's not that sexy.
We're all killing ourselves after the show.
We're not all putting on the Nikes and drinking the Kool-Aid, okay? We're going to be around.
But I brought
I know that,
Kool-Aid.
But I mean, it won't be the same. It won't be like...
You're right. It won't be the same, because we live in a system of dynamic change. I'm sorry, sweetie, but this is how the world works.
Dynamic change.
We will return.
All over again.
We will return.
Yeah,
bigger,
you know,
faster, stronger.
We'll figure out a way of returning that doesn't involve all of us driving a half hour away from home every time we come here.
We could rebuild it faster, stronger, smarter.
I could find new friends.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. Closer friends.
Yeah, that, right, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right, Sim.
Uh-huh.
Tell us another one.
You got a new house?
Besides, Sim, like, you have friends now?
No. You just come here for the Dr. Pepper.
Our cynical pursuit of fame.
Hey, I...
That's right, Sim's friend.
I'm just a stepping stone for you guys. Right?
Since early in grade 8, Sim was the only one who would hang out with me. The entire school hated me.
Why is that?
But Sim would hang out with me.
It's almost too hard to believe.
Because, you get this, Sean, you'll love this irony, because I was shy and didn't say anything.
So, yes.
Yeah.
I don't think that's irony. I think you're a liar.
I'll go one step further.
What?
I said I have one more thing to say, and then I'm going to say what the hell.
Okay.
Okay.
Me and my friend went to the Church of Scientology downtown in Minnesota, like Minneapolis, whatever, and we put up cult posters, and it was fun. Huh. People kept on taking them down, though, and throwing them away.
Tell me that you have some photos of that.
No, but we're going to go do it again, because they, like, as soon as we put them up, people who worked there would, like, walk around and take them down. So they didn't stay up for, like, more than 5 minutes.
Photocopying's cheap, right, Skitty?
Yeah.
All right, I want photos.
Okay.
I want photos, baby, okay?
Okay.
Later. Bye, Skitty.
Make sure you include Scientology and the poster in one picture.
Oh, you bet. Oh, that'd be sexy.
Excellent.
I fucking hate Scientologists. You know what? This last show, I don't care. I think cult members should go out, take a bunch of axes, find Scientologists, and fucking kill them. You know? Just fucking bang! Yeah, have a split wedge right in a fucking bean. There you go. Have some of that, you cocksucker. Huh?
Everybody.
Do that. I'm going to play some Jewel music, light Dan Rather on fire, and go find me a machete. So go fuck yourself.
Hang on for a moment. I'm peeking. Oh, wow. That was good.
No, I'm serious.
This show is for educational purposes only.
When the fuck are people going to finally get up, pick up the torches, and go kill these monsters that are fucking Scientologists? They'd stop spouting their shit about Xenu if we were outside with rakes and picks. Hi there. Who are you? I'm the guy from that painting with the pissed off wife with the small glasses. We're here to kick your ass. So fuck you very much. I'm sorry, I'm sick of those fucking cocksuckers.
Mr. Travolta, there's an angry mob at the front door for you.
Hi, John Travolta, they're really pissed off. They didn't give a fuck about Scientology, but they're really mad about Battlefield Earth. They all want their 2 hours back, and they're going to claim it on
the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah. Everyone in the IRC, start shooting Scientology.
They've established that you're going to live to 70, and you're going to die now because we have to take that much life from
That's
you.
That's right.
No, wait, you've got 2 minutes.
Mr. Cruz, Mrs. Kidman brought some divorce lawyers. They seem to be rather pissed off carrying torches and picks.
Oh, fucking A, man. If I was Miss Cruz, I wouldn't find my divorce lawyers in the yellow pages. My divorce lawyers would come from a small cube that changes shape, and then they just appear.
I was thinking of back out of Soldier of Fortune, like the old Soldier of Fortune magazine.
What is this? It is the lawyer cube. Take it. It's yours. It always was. Called us, you litigated, we came. Perfect. No fucking problem. Like the dress. Okay.
I was thinking of a bunch of guys who freelance for the IRA and the Mossad.
Freelance for the IRA.
For the IRA and the Mossad. The IRA and Mossad, it's IRAMOS.
Good
fuck.
Combo.
Oh, Jesus. I just fucking hate Scientologists. I hate them with a passion. I really do.
Fucking like a potato matzo ball? What the fuck is that?
Well, the last two years, we've had to be all nice and fun. You know, Sean, we can't say anything bad. We can't talk about, you know, we can't talk about killing people. Fucking, we need to kill Scientologists, man. Those guys are the biggest...
The show is for entertainment purposes only.
No, fuck that. Yeah, it's for entertainment purposes.
$1.99 per minute.
There's nothing quite like shooting a fucking Scientologist in the groin and watching him squeal. Now, that's entertainment. Boom! Oh! Where's your thing now, fuckface?
I agree with that. You don't need to kill them.
Torches
them. Stop them from carrying on their seed.
Yeah, like, stop them from spreading their verbal virus. Don't kill them. Shoot them in the nuts and cut their tongue out. That'll do it.
This
and
is
their
a cigar
hands
chopper.
So there you go.
Cigar chopper.
There you go.
You give them a warning, cut off one ball.
Yeah,
that's
don't
a warning.
Do it ever again. Bad Scientologist.
I can't. How the fuck? You know? Jesus, I don't understand those fucking people. It's like, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's basically everybody in this today's society is, like, so desperate to find fucking answers. And they're willing to take anything that anybody sells them.
Not anybody. I've been trying to sell it like a fucker. I've only got a couple thousand people listening. That's true. I just need more books, maybe.
Maybe
I need a bigger lie.
You're doing better
maybe
than
you're,
Mr.
Maybe Giraffe. You're not feeding into enough paranoia,
it's
Sean.
It's too
you
true
to,
what you say.
You need to become a little more paranoia that you have to tell them that everything that bad to them happens in the world is caused by one malevolent force.
Yes, they need a focus.
It's all the ringleader.
You have to focus all their hatred on one spot.
He's too easily killed.
Right now he's packing his bags.
Everyone knows where he is. It's too easy.
Ringleader, Chris King, what's his fucking cell phone number?
Danger.
Do we really want to say it on the air?
Sure, no. What the fuck?
Sean. What are you planning on getting fired?
Get
anyone
trouble.
Want some free tech support?
Oh, God.
I got the 1-800 number right fucking here. No, I better not. That'd be a ding ding.
On your head.
How to fuck
yes,
over
yes,
your buddy?
Folks, it's the final episode of What the Hell. Oh. Tonight, everybody dies.
It's the Burning Bridges episode.
It's the bridge on the River Wye. All right. I have to go take a heinous shit, I've just realized.
Remember,
you mean you didn't already?
It's Sunday night between 6 and 9.
I believe
Sean
Inky's exact words were, oh no, you
bathroom.
Don't, motherfucker, and he ran into the bathroom
in
first.
Man, that was
oh,
bad.
Oh my lord. Oh shit, that means we're stuck out here with Sean in his bowels.
Sean's
like
in the hallway threatening to fart.
Do you think
oh
this,
no, he's running over to the balcony.
Do you think this is a just punishment for somebody who did this? Man who beheaded dog is sentenced to read Lassie.
Maybe he has to do it every. Maybe he has to do
oh
it.
My God.
Maybe he has to do it. Maybe I have to do it for like, you know, every
kids.
Day constantly for the next 6 years.
A 19-year-old Gastonia man who pled guilty Monday to beheading and skinning a dog was ordered by a judge to reread the Lassie books.
Lassie books. How many are there?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking yes, it's just the whole eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, eye for an eye thing, and cut his head off. Off with his head. What do you think? I think that's good. I think that'll work.
Well, they say that basically most serial killers start off by basically doing animals. So
if you fuck a dog, then you get fucked by a dog. How about that?
I've actually seen that happen, so I'd rather not.
That.
Danger.
You...
He said it was a pit bull, and his excuse was his mom told him to, quote, get rid of the dog.
How old is this guy?
So he cut off its head and skinned it.
Yeah, okay, now, well, I'm sorry. Now, like they've
he's
said,
19.
Thanks, Mom.
This guy mom. Is, they've proven that serial killers start with animals. So I'm sorry, this guy should be.
Oh, yes, it's proven. If you
no,
kill an animal,
common,
it.
No.
This is very much like common behavioral trait. Like they go back into the history of all these people that are serial killers. What's the most common thing? Oh, when they were little kids, they would kill animals and like do you know they would like
torture
dissect them or take their you know skin them or do all this crazy fucked up shit with them.
Hey, I got an even better indicator of serial killers. All serial killers. They all breathe oxygen.
That's it?
They all use oxygen in their metabolism. Every last one.
No,
all
I
the ones that
like
are on Earth and are human, maybe. What about aliens?
Are they like
the serial
compulsively
killers?
Kill
they
neighborhood
breathe
pets.
Like,
yes.
Like it's like this compulsive continuous behavior. They're doing it like all the damn time. This is something very, it's very common within like the sort of
where did
these
you get
like
the jam
really
with
nasty
skeleton
serial
in
killers. Mm. Wow, that was some silence there.
Yeah, no, they got onto a conversation.
Jim's
where
indirectly
Sam,
eating. You may
Sam
be right.
Sim
may be right.
Indirectly
eating a meat product.
I never thought of it.
Did I ruin a product for you? I'm sorry, you Jim. You did. Soon you will die from malnutrition.
I don't know. Really we do it at work all day long. We try to feed him things that contain meat. It's a fun game.
Jam's made with gelatin.
No,
how do you know?
How
do you know? How do you know what's in that?
Pectin?
That's
it's made with pectin.
Oh,
that's pectin oh. is something
oh.
found
oh.
in plants.
Oh.
Check
well,
mess
yeah.
with my head.
Gelatin.
As usual.
It's not that
I'm not
hard.
A bad man.
Gelatin, because gelatin is protein-based, it probably wouldn't keep too well kept in a jar on a shelf for years and years. Pectin is vegetable-based.
Answer me a question. Why can't they do gelatin then based on pectin?